all season, but both of these teams are beat up. Washington is going to go with Drew Dostal tonight at quarterback. T.J. Vogel injured last week, and it is not a serious injury, but it is going to keep him out of the game tonight.
Yes, and that is going to be a definite loss for Washington's offense, but we have seen Dostal come in before and engineer some very nice scoring drives in games that we have covered previously this year. So the drop-off is not that great for Paul James's offense.
No, and in fact, Paul James said, hey, we could be without four offensive starters tonight. Alex Herzog not with Washington tonight. He is in the third game of his suspension, so he will be back coming up next week. And also, Gary Ault is not going to be starting tonight for Washington, and Ben Nassif, one of the fullbacks, is not going to be going tonight as well for the Warriors. So a little bit of a different look for Cedar Rapids, Washington tonight.
Definitely, but here's the good news, Washington fans. You have so many second and third teamers that are of high quality caliber athletic and competitor ability that they're going to just come in and they're going to say basically the old next man in, Kirk Ferentz theory, and I'm sure that they've used that mantra quite a bit this week, Scott.
Yeah, and it's not like the backups are slouches.
No.
For both of these teams. Well, we mentioned for Cedar Rapids, Washington is not going to be in there. For Cedar Rapids, Prairie, the headliner is Jalen Rima. He is not going to be able to go tonight. Tweaked a knee against City High. Not going to be a serious injury, but he's going to miss a couple of weeks, and that if there is one guy on one team that cannot really afford to be without, it's Prairie without Jalen Rima.
You're talking about one of the premier athletes playing football in 4A in the state of Iowa. He is a track state champion last spring on the Blue Oval at Drake, and he is electrifying on the football field. And for them to not have him, you take an enormous amount of your big play potential away. Now, that being said, their offense at Mark Bliss's offense at Prairie knows how to move the ball. They are very, very good at moving the ball. So both these offenses tonight, although they're going to be without some of their big shooters, I still think we're going to see a pretty good offensive display tonight.
And Prairie, this has been bit by the bug. Mark Bliss, we're going to hear from him coming up in a little bit during the pregame show, but he said he's never been through a season with so many bumps, bruises, broken collarbones, knee injuries, things like that. He said, I don't know what it's what we did, but it's been frustrating.
And let me tell you, from having done this a few times, that you just have years like that. And for Mark Bliss to have to endure this in his first year as the head man at Cedar Rapids Prairie, that's very, very frustrating for him, I know. But he has an outstanding coaching staff with him. And the other good news, Hawk fans, is that there are a lot of bodies down there, too. It's not as though you look at the sideline and there's depleted numbers. There's a healthy number of bodies out there wearing the black and orange and the white tonight.
Yeah, and for Prairie, just taking a look at who is down there right now for the Hawks, they've had to move things around on the offensive line due to injuries, and they've got guys that started off as tackle. They're now at center. They're now at guard, and that's tough. I mean, you've been down there in the trenches before, John, coaching those guys, and when you have to 1 week to prepare for a new position, it's not easy.
Well, and the offense that Mark Bliss likes to run involves a lot of different things. So it's not as though I would think a newcomer could just step right into one of those offensive lineman roles, and with all the tasks that he has to think about, play at a high level of physicality at the same time that you're trying to intellectually reason through things. Those two things just have never jived in my mind when it comes to football. You have to go out there during a game, Scott, and you've got to just react and play hard. You can't be thinking about it.
Yes, and Prairie coming into this one at 2-4, Washington at 5-1. We mentioned the Warriors can nail down a playoff spot in Class 4A District 6 with a victory here in this Week 7 game tonight at Kingston Stadium. And we had a chance to talk with both coaches a little bit earlier on, and we're going to start things off by hearing from the head coach of the Prairie Hawks, Mark Bliss, his first year, and what he had to say coming into tonight's game. Back at Kingston Stadium, Prairie and Washington on this Week 7 Thursday night. Head coach Mark Bliss of the Prairie Hawks joining me. And Coach, tough one last week. A good fight, though, against a good City High team. Lost by 7 points, but had to feel good about some of the aspects of the team.
Yeah, I think, you know, and overall, looking at the big picture, we did some good things on both sides of the ball and even on special teams. So those are the things we've been looking for throughout the course of the season, is that we just try to maintain that continuity that we're hoping on a consistent basis, just that our performance level is always going to be constant, and either that or make sure you find ways to get better, you know, with every game. So we've made some strides and stuff, and we actually, throughout the course of the week in practice, we've actually seen kids actually starting to get things figured out, and like I said, we just looked like we knew what we were trying to do, is basically what I'm saying. The kids seem to execute better, so we're excited about that.
Well, you beat up right now going into this game. A lot of bumps, a lot of bruises. You won't have Jalen Reima, it sounds like, tonight as well.
Well, I'll tell you that. This has been just a bizarre year. You know, I've been in coaching 27 years, and I don't think I've ever seen anything like this with all the broken bones and the knees and the broken collarbones and the dislocated shoulders. It's just been a very, very bizarre year. Everybody has their share of stuff, but this has been sort of an extreme for us. And just trying to plug kids in, week out, whether we've actually played some kids out of position. And, I mean, it is what it is. We got who we got, and we do the best we can. We coach them up. And the kids, like I said, their attitude and their demeanor has been really good, and we appreciate that on their part. Like I said, they've come out, and they seem to still be having fun. And ultimately, in the end, that's what you try to do.
Well, you get to week 7 of the season, the last third anyway, and it sounds like the kids are picking things up anyway, picking up the system and starting to get it underneath them.
That's correct. Like I said, Coach Dawson and I talked about it last week when we were game planning for Wash, actually, where he just said, for the first time, you can see like the lights have clicked on in some of these kids' heads, and they've started to figure some things out. And instead of us having to remind them on a constant or consistent basis, they're starting to figure things out for themselves on what we want them to do. And so that's a sign. I mean, better late than never, I guess, if you want to look at it that way and stuff. But no, like I said, we're slowly getting where we'd like to be, and hopefully we can continue to improve.
Well, obviously a tough opponent tonight in Washington. What'd you see on film getting ready for the Warriors?
Well, I know that when you watch them on film, there's a lot of athletes that pop out on film that you know what I'm saying. Usually when you game plan, you can probably try to game plan and scheme to take away one or two players, but they've got multiple players that we have to take count into trying to stop tonight. So it's going to be a challenge for us and stuff, but I know in terms of where we are, we've schemed things the best we can, and I like our game plan for tonight, and hopefully we can go out and execute.
Well, as far as the defense is concerned with Coach Dostal, starting to put up better numbers this year, and the kids are starting to pick up into that as well.
I believe so. Like I said, I know that he's very patient, does some good things. Him and Ash and Northern, which are the two gentlemen I was fortunate enough to bring with me when I took the job, and they both are the staple of the defense. They've done some great things for us in terms of implementing things. And as Coach Dostal, like I said, he's been at the collegiate level the last 9 years, so he's had to water some things down and try to make sure he puts everything in layman's terms for our kids. And it's just been a process and a transition between what he and Coach Northern are used to, acclimating themselves back to the high school level and what our kids can pick up and understand. So slowly but surely, like I said, that, you know, we're closing the gap, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, this game here tonight, they don't play it on paper. If you go out and execute, and good things may happen.
Absolutely. That's the positive thing that you always try to look into. Any given night, anybody can beat anybody, and that's sort of your approach, and that's sort of what we're going to try to keep preaching our kids like we have all week long. And just go out and have fun, execute the game plan the best you can, and just be, you know, just be excited to get a chance to play high school football and just see what happens.
You never know what will happen in an inner-city game.
That's true, brother. Never know, man. But I appreciate you talking to me, and God bless you, Scott.
All right. We'll be back with more from Kingston after this here on KGYM.
Happy 31st anniversary! For 31 years, Zio Giano's has been serving the best homemade Italian food in the corridor. Come to participating Zio Giano's every Wednesday in October for all the spaghetti you care to eat for only $3.49. Yes, $3.49 for all the spaghetti and delicious sauce that you can eat.
So come to Zio Giano's, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giano's for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giano's, the pasta makes.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Proudly representing Society Insurance.
Back at Kingston Stadium, Washington and Prairie this week 7 Thursday nighter as we talk with Paul James, head coach of the Washington Warriors. And Coach, big one tonight, obviously, intra-city, and a chance to sew up a playoff spot tonight.
Well, that's right. I guess we haven't really thought about that. It's just number 7 on the schedule and a chance to go out and play, you know, on our home turf. So we're looking forward to that.
And a chance not to travel to a different area code tonight.
That's exactly right, because I guess both of them were to different area codes, 563 and 641. So, yeah, it's we're looking forward to it. We've got couple kids out tonight, so hopefully we'll have some kids step up and do a good job in their place.
Got to be happy with the way the team performed in kind of an unusual environment last week.
Yeah, a little disappointed our offensive line didn't play as well as we'd like, but I think you know, we scored a number of different ways. Interception, we had several pick sixes. One was called back by a penalty, and we had a block punt, scoop and score. And so one thing that we need to work on and eliminate is penalties. We had way too many penalties that brought plays back. So
just fixable things that you took care of in practice?
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, yeah, that's why we practice and try to get better, and defense played solid from start to finish, I think.
Well, we going to see Drew Dostal tonight at quarterback?
Yeah, yeah, Drew will be going there and give us a little different look. We got good news on TJ, so it's not a season-ending injury, so we hope to have him back sometime soon.
And I know you guys are pretty confident about what Drew can do. He's a very good athlete.
Yeah, he's a multi-sport guy, four-sport actually. You know, he goes football, basketball, track, and baseball, and might get a weekend off here too in the last couple years. So, you know, he's a good athlete, and you know, we do a number of different things offensively, and so I think he's up for the challenge to step in and take the reins.
Well, how about this Prairie team? A little bit beat up, but they say a dangerous team is a team that's always cornered, I guess.
Yeah, they do some unusual things on both sides of the ball, so it just takes time to prepare and try to figure out how you're going to attack them or what you're going to do to stop their offense. And, you know, we'll see how it pans out.
At least you've had 6 weeks of film to take a look at to get ready.
Yeah, and only a couple days, so you know, that makes it tough when you play a team like that on a Thursday night. But you know, it's always good if you win the Thursday night games to have that Friday off. You know, it's not always so good if you're on the short end of the deal on Friday mornings, getting up, going to school and stuff. So.
The national anthem performed by the Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior Marching Band as they are on the field here down below us here at Kingston Stadium, as you heard from both coaches right there. And we'll see what will happen tonight. Intercity battle. This rivalry between these two teams over the years has been a back and forth one. Washington has won the last two games. They won a year ago 28-6. They won by a touchdown in 2013 at 21-14. The last Prairie win came in 2012, and Prairie won that one big 44-6. Warriors won the previous four, and then Prairie won the two prior to that. So been a lot of good football players back and forth. A lot of Craig Jelinek, Tony Lombardi battles. A lot of Craig Jelinek, Paul James battles over the years.
And you know why these two teams are so fun to watch and why it's been back and forth in terms of that history that you just outlined, Scott? It's because each has what the other's weakness is. Washington always has great skill players and speed and athleticism, and the offense has got people spread all over the field and long plays, and Prairie's just always got that rock-solid defense, and they want to come out and just smack you in the jaw. And that's what each of these teams doesn't like to see. So it's always a fun matchup because of the contrasting styles.
Washington coming into this one tonight, winners of four straight. The only loss in the year, week number two, the non-district game against Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Meanwhile, Prairie, they have dropped four out of their last five. They won an opening night, of course, we should say opening Saturday afternoon against the Linmar Lions, and then dropped three straight before a win over Burlington, putting up 57 points. Dropped a tough one last week, a game that was right down to the wire, 28-21 against the Little Hawks of City High. And Prairie will get ready to host Muscatine coming up next week before ending the regular season down at Ottumwa by taking on the Bulldogs. So key game, as we mentioned, here in this one tonight for the Hawks of Cedar Rapids Prairie. All right, let's go down in the field and get the latest conditions as we throw it down to Alex Kuhn on the sidelines with our report, our first one of the evening. This is a beautiful weather night, Alex. Good evening. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. You mentioned the conditions. We've been through them all so far this season. We've had rain. We've had a little bit of cold. We've had some football weather, so to speak. Tonight is just a beautiful night for football. A little bit of a crosswind coming out of the northwest at about 11 miles per hour. I don't expect it to affect the flight of the football coming out of the quarterback's hands all that much. Like I said, great night for football.
Alex, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll check in with you periodically throughout the evening and our contest here tonight. Let's go ahead and set the starting offenses tonight. And our starting lineups are brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. See them for home, auto, farm, life, and health. Give them a call at 774-4620. And for the visiting Prairie Hawks tonight, and they will go like this up front. And they will go with, at left tackle, Cal Henick, 6 foot, 220 pounds and a junior. Also up front, Chance Halfhill, 5'10", 210 pounds and a junior. At center will be Mitch Nisley, 6 foot, 245 pounds and a junior. Also up front for Prairie, we will see Tyler Pasker, 6'2", 220 pounds and a senior. And Taylor Maiman at right tackle, 6'2", 210 and a senior. The wideouts for Prairie, we'll see Joe Meyer. And he is a 5'10", 180-pound junior. Also in there for the Prairie Hawks, we will see Hunter Johnson, 5'9", 175, and a senior. See a little bit of Juwan Simpson as well, 6'2", 165, and a senior as the Prairie Hawks make their appearance out onto the field turf at Kingston. In their all-white uniforms, white jerseys, orange numbers, trimmed in black, the black helmets, and the white pants. The Warriors making their appearance here out of the Northeast Tunnel at Kingston Stadium in just a moment, as it's Junior Warrior Football Night, so they are flanking the Warriors here this evening. The Prairie quarterback, Tyler Neunemaker, 5'11", 165 pounds, as the Warriors make their way out of the Northeast Tunnel onto the field turf. Completed 47% of his passes, 8 touchdowns, 8 interceptions for 852 yards. The featured back is Trevor Northrup. He has rushed for 419 yards, 6 touchdowns, 7 yards a carry. But Prairie without Jalen Rima, averaging 15 yards a carry and averaging 26 yards a catch tonight. He will be missed for the Prairie Hawks. For Washington, they will go with the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup that looks like this. It'll be Andrew Todd at left tackle, 6'3", 250-pound sophomore. At left guard is King Kenny, Kenny Plume, the homecoming king, 6'2", 240, and a senior. Peter Grubel at center, 6'3", 225, and a junior. The right guard tonight, in place of the injured Gary Ault, is going to be William Faulkner, 6'4", 230, and a junior. And big Aries Davis at right tackle, 6'2", 330, and a senior. The tight end, Dallas Hobbs, will see him start out, 6'6", 230 pounds. And he is a senior coming off the injury that ended his year prematurely last season. The wideouts for Washington. They will go with Trey Leonard tonight, 5'11", 160, and a junior, along with Isaiah Nimmers, the 5'9", 170-pound senior. The quarterback tonight in for the injured T.J. Vogel is Drew Dostal. And Dostal, a 6'1", 185-pound junior. The two tailbacks, Thunder and Lightning. Thunder is Johnny Dobbs, 6'2", 225, and a junior. Lightning, Tavian Patrick, the 5'8", 170-pound senior. We'll see if Ben Nassif can go tonight. We'll see a lot of Tavian Stewart tonight at the fullback spot, 5'9", 175, and a senior. The Warriors in their home blue uniforms with the white numbers trimmed in red, the red helmets, and the white pants with the red and blue striping. Chuck Britton and his crew are the officials for this one here tonight. John, what are you looking for? Some of the keys as Prairie's going to get the ball first.
Prairie Hawks have got to make sure that they get some long, sustained drives going. They cannot immediately give the ball over to the offense of Washington and let Washington go down. In fact, Washington wants to come out and they want to score as early and often as they can. Prairie cannot let that happen. If Prairie can hang around like they did last week against City High, they can make this a game in the fourth quarter. But if they allow Washington to come out, big play after big play, score after score early, this could be over early, Scott.
Warriors will kick off from left to right, and Wash will defend the north goal. As Alex mentioned, a little bit of a breeze coming from the north, northwest, and Prairie will go into it here in the first quarter. Twin safeties back, Ty Bolden and Hunter Johnson to get the Guider kick as we are set to go. Week 7, Thursday Nighter, and we are underway. A high kick, but a short kick. Johnson camps under 6-yard line. Straight up the middle, 10, 15 to the 20. Little bit of a hole, and then put down as he crosses the 25 out to the 27-yard line. Connor Malcolm on the stop, and Prairie will have it. Pretty decent field position. They'll mark it at the 27-yard line. That's a 16-yard return by Hunter Johnson. The Warrior defense, Connor Malcolm will stay out there, 5'10", 170-pound junior. He'll be out there along with Tavian Patrick, the 5'8", 170-pound senior. Up front for Washington, Dallas Hobbs, Rain Weiland, and the nose guard, Darren Ross Ackerman, along with Patrick Malcolm Ackerman, as we mentioned, and Orion Vance. He is a leading tackler and a stud for Washington, 6'3", 210, and a junior. And we've got a penalty right away here before the first snap of the ball game. Going to be encroachment on Washington.
Interesting. Mark Whistle's offense came out and lined up four guys in the backfield / slot area off to the wide side of the field, and then just before the snap they all went over to the other side, the short side of the field, into the boundary. And I think that massive switch all together is what drew off somebody from Washington's defense.
Nimmers, Leonard, and Dostal in the defensive backfield. Man in motion to the left, off the fake. They go up the middle and pushing the pile ahead for a first down. That time was Trevor Northrup. And he will cross the 40, angling right, and takes it out to about the 41-yard line.
Nice, quick hitting drive play. Northrup came off like a shot out of a gun on that, and he was into the linebackers before they knew that he was carrying the ball.
So Prairie with the first down. Hunter Johnson in the slot to the left. They will go with an I formation here. And now, as you mentioned, John, they're going to flip-flop everybody from the left to the right. They'll look short side. Back to throw, Nunemaker. No, and the ball is loose. They tried a little delay to Northrup, and the ball came out, and Dallas Hobbs comes up with the fumble at the 37-yard line.
Yeah, I think it was a little shovel pass there to the wide side into the boundary where all those bodies were shifted over to, and it just never got there because of great penetration by the defensive line for Washington.
So, first down for the Warriors in excellent field position, and their first drive will start at the Prairie 38-yard line here for the number 5 rated Warriors. And Wash will send Nimmers to the right side. They'll go slot left and out of the shotgun. They send Trey Leonard in motion, and he will get it on the jet sweep. Trying to turn the corner, nothing doing. Good job of pursuit. Goose was over there for Prairie, and also over there for the Prairie Hawks to mop up was Zach Gansky, who's going to see a lot of playing time tonight. He's going to be in there for Rima on offense.
Yeah, he and Goose did a great job of stringing that out and not allowing anything to go north-south on that. They just ran it right into the boundary.
So no gain. It'll be second down and 10 just underway. Washington trying to take advantage of a turnover here on the opening drive of Prairie. Tavian Patrick, the lone setback. Double slot formation for Washington. Long count. Dostal off the fake. Rolling to the right side. Being chased. Gets away from one defender. He'll tuck it under and run. Gets to the 35. Knifes his way to the 30. And up to about the Prairie 29-yard line. Good athletic ability. Gansky and Hunter Johnson team up on the stop.
There was the athletic, competitive nature of Drew Dostal that you heard in pregame when Paul James was talking to Scott. He refused to be sacked in the backfield. Hunter Johnson knifed through there, and that should have been a tackle for loss of about 7 yards.
Hobbs in there as a tight end. Nassif is in there as a fullback. They're going to go with a big slot formation. Three over there on the left, and they'll run it that way. Toss to Patrick. Three blockers in front. Got a good kick-out block from Hobbs. Got a first down as he'll take it down close to the Prairie 20-yard line. That was just student body left with a bunch of bodies.
You know what this is, Scott. I'll remind you. You've seen this before. This is that tight trips formation to the wide side of the field. Tom Good used to run this at Regis and just vex people. So I think he probably did it to Wally Sheets a time or two.
Yep.
And Paul James was the defensive coordinator for Wally.
First down for Washington. Keon Wills, one of the basketballers, to the left side. Twins receivers to the right. They'll go spread here with Patrick the setback. Wills coming in motion, and he's going to get it on the jet sweep. Trying to turn the corner. Got a block to the 20 and tripped up as he gets to the 15-yard line, and Maimon trips him up. Or he might have got some more yardage. He ended up with six.
Prairie's defense doing a nice job of setting the boundaries here and not allowing any north-south action on these jet sweeps, toss sweeps. Washington trying to use the whole field, get their athletic, fast, skilled people outside. Prairie not having anything to do with that defensively.
Second down and four. Wills along with Nimmers to the left side. Leonard to the right. Hobbs tight end left. Patrick on the right hip of Drew Dostal. Gets the snap off the fake. Read option. Dostal takes it himself. Ooh, gets hit hard as he gets close to the first down marker. Goose was there. Hunter Johnson. And also on the stop for Prairie was Cam LaGrange.
Yeah, Zach Gansky came in at the end there too. So good gang tackling. Prairie defense swarming to the ball right now. Looking real good on the balls of their feet. Got their shoulders and helmet shoulder pads out in front of their feet. They're really playing downhill defensively into this offense for Wash right now.
Ty Bolden in there as a corner for the Prairie Hawks. Also Joe Vizzini. And in the backfield is Trevor Northrup as the safety. Third down, a half a yard. Spread formation. Read option. Here's a handoff. Patrick trying to kick to the outside. Hit. Brought down in the backfield. Good play there by Maimon. And that's going to be short of the first down, it looks like. I don't think he picked up that. Well, they're going to give him the first down. That was a good spot.
Very generous spot there by this crew of Chuck Britton. But, yes, Taylor Maimon split through his defensive line gap there. And while on the ground, reached out his big, long arm, and he got a piece of the shoestrings there.
Warriors will go tight end right from the right hash mark. First down and 10 at the Prairie 11-yard line. They can get a first down. Dostal with the receiver screen. Caught by Nimmers. Little move at the 10 to the 5 and turns on the Jets. Lays the shoulder down and gets into the end zone for the touchdown. Isaiah Nimmers. 5'9", 170. And he showed a little bit of brute strength on that one.
Well, the play was not destined to be successful as the snap back to the quarterback Dostal was not a good one. And he bobbled the ball around but recovered nicely and then threw a strike right out there for the wide receiver bubble screen there. He had two wide receivers in front of him to block and knew exactly what to do to get that 11 yards and just waltz into the end zone.
6-0 Washington. Dostal will hold for the extra point try by Kennedy. A high snap. Kick on its way, and it is good. Warriors score first off the Prairie turnover. It's Washington 7, Prairie nothing. 7:37 to play. First quarter back at 30 seconds here on KGYM.
IMON Communications is a proud supporter of our local high school athletics. At IMON, we pride ourselves on living and working in the communities we serve. We're your neighbors, and we believe in giving back to the community that helped us grow. A local company means local connections. You'll always speak with someone right here in Cedar Rapids. IMON is your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone. Experience the local difference. Find out more at imon.net/local.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium, as we're going to get a report from Alex Kuhn coming up in a moment, because he was front and center for that 11-yard touchdown reception by Isaiah Nimmers. And we'll go down to Alex coming up after the kickoff here. We'll go down to him after the kickoff and get his eagle-eye view on that touchdown by Washington.
A little easier to find Alex this week, as he is one of the few people not wearing pink in this stadium tonight, Scott.
Yeah, a lot of pink being worn on the Washington crowd, pink pom-poms as well. Of course, for October being
Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
absolutely. Guider gets set to kick it away. A 3-minute, 50-second drive that went 38 yards. A high kick and into the end zone. It will come out, and Prairie will have it at the 20-yard line. All right, Alex, we'll go down to you on the sideline. And that was a strong move by not a real big guy, was it? We'll get Alex. You had a good look at Nimmer's touchdown. All right, we'll get Alex coming up here in a moment. First down and 10 Prairie, and they'll have it at the 20-yard line. As Washington down or up by 7 off the fake. Nunemaker up the middle, not much. Matt Ackerman stacks him up after a gain of about 1. And it'll be second down and 9 coming up here. And Alex, if we can see if we can get over to you on the far sideline, talk about that touchdown.
Hey guys, this time that was a great play by Nimmers. He kind of took away the angle of the defender with his speed. I almost got run over. It was a big collision over there in the corner. But the one thing I noticed about this coaching staff for Prairie, they're very encouraging of a team that's shorthanded, missing their best player.
Fumbled snap and having to fall on it for the Prairie Hawks that time was Hunter Johnson. And he's going to be brought down all the way back to the 16-yard line. So he's going to lose about 5. And a couple of mistakes now for Prairie as they backed him up.
Now they've had some definite issues here so far in their first two possessions with getting the snap back to the quarterback or the Wildcat back, whoever happens to be back there. That time the angle was off and the ball was never cleanly fielded and bounced around on the ground. It's a wonder that one of the defenders for Washington didn't get on that as well.
Alex Mixon is in there as a fullback. Now, he started off as the center this year for Prairie, and now we've got flags flying.
I don't think Chuck Britton liked that being an illegal shift, I believe.
Yeah, I think Prairie's going to get a 5-yard penalty here.
And again, we've got people running all over the field here for Prairie after they initially take their set. Then 4 and sometimes 5 people will just make these wholesale changes. And interestingly, Scott, on that one, you had 3 or 4 people run one way, 2 went the other way to reset.
Now, I don't think that's what Chuck liked. Third down, nearly 20 coming up. Clock rolling, 6:14 to play first quarter, 7-0, 5th-rated Washington. And again, 6 players shift here. Prairie's going to go spread. 3 receivers left, 3 receivers to the right, and the quick out is caught near side at the 10 and the 15-yard line is Gansky, still on his feet, twisting and finally brought down at the 20-yard line. Massive out there. Darren Ross combining on the stop. They get about half of the 19 back, but it's going to be 4th and long.
And when Scott said that there were trips on both sides,
they had 3 linemen.
They were out at the numbers on each side of the field. 6 receivers, 3 each side on the numbers.
I have not seen that formation.
I have never seen that formation either.
There was a center and 2 guards.
That's it. Like 8-man football.
That was great. But Prairie's going to have to punt it away, as it'll be Nunemaker to punt. No, make it Hunter Johnson. No, it is Nunemaker, number 1, not 7. A short kick, and on the run, Dostal cradles it at the 50 and falls forward to the Prairie 46. So it's going to be a short punt and a 4-yard return off the 30-yard punt there by Hunter Johnson. And again, great field position for Washington.
Yeah, second possession now for the Warriors. They took over on Prairie's 38 for their first scoring drive. And now they're taking over on the 46, so short field here for the Warriors offensively.
Well, you don't want to give a high-octane team like Washington short field.
Can't let them go down the field easy here and go up 14 to nothing this early.
First down, I formation. Johnny Dobbs in there, and he'll get the handoff, angling to the right, tripped up as he crosses the 45. Man, Mr. Maimon has had a heck of a night here in the first quarter.
You know why Maimon is so good, Scott? His pad level is so low that he does not ever get driven off of the line of scrimmage, and he just finds a way to keep his outside shoulder free so that he sees when the ball's coming his way. He's always got leverage to be able to make a play.
Taylor Maimon off to a tremendous start, 6'2", 210-pound senior. Second down and seven, ball middle of the field. Stewart is the fullback, long count, and back to throw is Dostal. Rolls right, throws into flat, caught by Stewart, the 40, got a good block by Orion Vance, and got Stewart free for a first down to the Hawk 34-yard line. That's going to be a gain of nine.
Tavion Stewart, I believe.
Yeah.
Not to be, and I confuse these first names all the time, not to be confused with Tavion Patrick.
No. Tavion and Tavion.
I'm saying that correctly, aren't I?
I believe you are.
Okay. Both speedsters with just, they can pick them up and put them down.
Keon Wills over to the left. He'll be out there along with Isaiah Nimmers. Warriors are going to go two tight ends here. Down to five in the play clock. Dostal looks at it under center, and it's going to have to burn a timeout. Warriors will take a timeout. We will as well. 3:56 to play here in the first quarter. And it's Washington 7, Prairie nothing. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Back at Kingston Stadium, Thursday nights, Week 7 football tomorrow night. On 107.5 FM, the North Gym, we will be at Saints Field. 3A, District 4, it'll be Xavier taking on Dubuque Wallerton. Saints can take another giant step into getting a second consecutive district championship.
And they are firmly in control this year, unlike last year where they had to kind of have some tiebreaker rules help them win that championship.
Yeah, and, not looking to take advantage of that this year. So we'll be out there at Saints Field, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. From the near side hash mark, first and 10 after the timeout at the 34-yard line. Off the fake. Nope, handoff to Dobbs, who got it at the last second. Inside the 30 and brought down by Gansky. Maybe a touchdown-saving tackle at the 26.
Counter trade. Johnny Dobbs bided his time very, very well there and waited for the blocking scheme to develop. And that was just an easy, easy run for him there.
But before the timeout, Washington, it almost looked like they wanted to go to unbalanced line. But we'll see. I think with Paul James, his game plan tonight, Drew Dostal, you hate to use this term, but game manager a little bit more. As the junior gets his first start, he rolls to the left side, has time, throws a bullet incomplete. A little bit behind, I believe, Isaiah Nimmers over there. And it will be third and short coming up for the Washington Warriors.
Yeah, it was a little behind Nimmers, but that's a catchable ball. And Isaiah Nimmers almost never tries to catch the ball against his shoulder pads, but he did that time, Scott. Isaiah Nimmers has got the best pair of hands for somebody that we've seen 3 years in a row. And that particular time, he just didn't go to his fundamental pass receiving skills.
3-year starter is Nimmers. And it'll be third down for Washington. Third down, a little more than two at the Prairie 27-yard line. Hawks with eight in the box. They have a four-man front. Wills in motion right to left. Long count. Here is Dostal. Throws the out. And
that's a lateral.
It's going to be a lateral. It's caught by Nimmers at the 30. Breaks one tackle and then surrounded and pushed out of bounds at the 28-yard line. That one, that wasn't the prettiest pass in the world. And
now they're going to lose yardage on that, too.
Going to lose about a yard.
Well, that's going to bring up a fourth down here now, and this is much, much too far to kick a field goal, so going to be able to see what Paul James has up his sleeves here to try and get this chain moved and not give the ball back to the Prairie offense.
That'll be counted as a run by Nimmers there. 3 minutes to play, first quarter. 3:02 to be exact. As Washington will go for it on fourth down and four. They need to get just across the Prairie 25-yard line. Hawks digging in. Out of the shotgun. One setback. High snap. Read option. Keeper. Dostal up the middle. Got blasted but got the first down. Inside the 25. Gansky brings him down at the 23. What a burst by Drew Dostal.
That was quarterback keep all the way. He just put the ball straight out in front of him with his elbows locked, but there was never any intention of handing that ball off to the running back. You could tell by watching his eyes because he was firmly affixed ahead on where the open alley was and how many yards did he have to get to move the chains.
First and 10, 7-0 Washington. Clock rolling, 2:40 to play first quarter. Prairie showing blitz, here they come. Shotgun snap, Dostal loops the middle, going for Vance, makes the leaping catch into the end zone. Touchdown Warriors. Orion Vance not only doing it defensively, but he's catching passes now for touchdown.
23-yard tight end seam scoring strike to Orion Vance, who made it look easy with double coverage, two guys draped all over him. He just went up and with the softest of hands cradled that ball in right at the goal line.
Pretty nice pass there by Drew Dostal. That's his fourth touchdown pass of the year so far. As Ross Kennedy to try to tack on the extra point here. Good snap, placement made, and the kick is up, and it is good. So 2:33 to play, opening quarter, and Washington has struck on their first two possessions. It's the Warriors, 14, and the Prairie Hawks, nothing. And we'll take a 30-second break and come back to Kingston after this here on KGYM.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters, and you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
That actually the sixth touchdown pass of the year for Drew Dostal. Second of the night. One to Nimmers and now one to Orion Vance. And the Warriors with a 14-0 lead here in this one with 2:33 to play in the opening quarter.
Two possessions for the offense of Paul James, Washington Warriors. Short fields in each case yielded 14 points. And Prairie, they got to find a way to get their offense moving here. This is going to go very quickly if they go up three scores.
High kick, end over end. And coming down with it just at the two-yard line as Hunter Johnson comes out to the 10-15 and gets smashed as he gets to about the 17-yard line. Logan Black Marchand making the stop right there. Special teams for the Washington Warriors.
Boy, the return unit there for Prairie did not block whatsoever. There were about five blue-shirted Warriors coming downfield, and they just converged like a funnel downhill on the poor ball carrier there.
So we'll see what Prairie comes out with this time. Mixon will stay in the backfield ahead of Trevor Northrup. Slot left. Nunemaker, the quarterback. Back two in the slot to the right. Tight formation here. They'll send a man in motion, and he will get it on the jet sweep. That's Hunter Johnson chased down and put down. And on the stop for Washington, Jamir Parker. And he turned on the jets right there.
I don't think that was a blitz of any kind. I think Parker just saw the two tight fullback sort of looking blocking backs over on that short side of the field. And as soon as he saw the flow from the jet man coming across there, he knew exactly by formation what that was going to be. And he anticipated where the ball carrier would be perfectly.
Loss of a couple now. And it'll be second down and long, second down and 12 coming up for Prairie. Here is the keeper, quarterback Nunemaker to the 20, to the 25, 30, and he's wrapped up finally at the 35, and he's got a first down. Again, Parker on the stop, That was a read option right there for Prairie.
Absolutely. And Parker right now just got a beat on the ball. It's almost as though he's playing spy on wherever that ball goes. They're just giving him free reign. No responsibilities whatsoever, it seems like.
First down, Prairie. Off the 20-yard run by Nunemaker. Mentioned Zach Gansky in there, taking the place of Jalen Reima. Gansky will line up slot right. Now he goes out to a wide-out position. Two receivers to the right. One slot left. Nunemaker gets the snap, and before the snap, we're going to get a Prairie timeout. As Mark Bliss saw the play clock getting down to about one and had to take the timeout with 1:03 to play here in the opening quarter. Washington up 14-0. Warriors have had two possessions start in Prairie territory and have taken advantage of both of them to score touchdowns. Two touchdown passes from backup quarterback Drew Dostal, who's looked pretty good here so far. Don't forget, after the game, we will pick our slobber knocker of the night. It's brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones. Pizza, sandwiches, great appetizers at 366-8406.
Think about the formations that we've seen offensively from Prairie tonight. Mark Bliss is pulling everything out of his bag of tricks, and we've seen it, and we're not even in the first quarter.
And why not?
Well, they got nothing to lose. They're coming out and getting after tonight, trying to give every possible look to the Warrior defense that they can. And, you know, they haven't had a whole lot of success with it yet. But I tell you what, if I were Mo Blue, the defensive coordinator for Washington, I'd kind of be pulling my hair out right now just by formations and all of the last-second shifts that he's seeing. There's people running everywhere. It's like a Chinese fire drill in some cases.
There's going to be a lot of chalk talk coming up at the halftime break in this one. For Prairie after the timeout, 63 seconds to play here in the opening quarter. As the Hawks will set up with Preston LaGrange as the tight end to the left side. And this time Nunemaker will line up in the shotgun. Johnson, or make it Northrop, on his right hip. Receivers stacked to the right. Warriors showing blitz. Nunemaker, direct snap, takes it himself, angling right. 40 to the 45, and cartwheeled as he gets to the 48-yard line by Trey Leonard. But that is the second time in this drive. That particular play has yielded a first down.
And you know why that worked so well? Because Johnny Dobbs was coming on an A-gap blitz, and the play was called offensively to go through the B-gap, so Johnny Dobbs missed it by one gap and run right past it.
They run blitz. Didn't work that time.
Sometimes you call it just right, and sometimes you miss by one gap.
First down and 10, Prairie. Maybe the final play of the first quarter from their own 48, far side hash. Johnson coming in motion left to right, and they will hand it up off the middle in a big opening. 40 to the 30-yard line. Northrop breaking tackles to the 20 and finally brought down from behind all the way down to the Wash 10 on the quick hitter there. Trevor Northrop with a big run.
And that play hits so quickly that he is behind the linebackers for Washington before they even know that the ball was by them.
That run for Prairie will go for 42 yards.
Trevor Northrop goes from 0 to 60, I think, faster than anybody we've seen this year, Scott.
That quick hitter has hurt Washington. First down, and they will say first and goal as the clock hits 9 seconds to play. And Prairie will line up. Mixon ahead of Northrop. Nunemaker will keep it himself off the right side, following Mixon and Maimon. And on the final play of the first quarter, we'll take it down to about the Washington 6-yard line. After one, it's Washington, the fifth-rated Warriors, on top of the Prairie Hawks, 14-0. We'll be back with the second quarter after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Football here on KGYM.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide's October special is $5 off leather and suede cleaning.
Second quarter about to get underway. The Prairie Hawks on the doorsteps. Here, down 14 to nothing. They'll have second down and goal coming up at the Warrior 6-yard line. Total yardage, interestingly enough, John, in the first quarter, Prairie with 90 yards to 79 for Washington. But the Warriors with two short touchdown drives. Man in motion, left to right, and the handoff up the middle to Northrop. And he will get down to about the 4-yard line. Matt Ackerman there for Washington. Also getting up off the bottom of the pile is Ian Thomas. And now we've got a referee's timeout. We've got an injured Prairie player. And can't see exactly who that is right now. Who is down. Tell you, might be Trevor Northrop. I don't see 32 heading back to the sideline. Boy, Prairie just can't afford any more injuries.
No, and the guy that has really been an offensive juggernaut for him tonight is Trevor Northrop. He has just been tremendous going through the Nisley-Pasker A-gap, the Nisley-Hatfield A-gap. Those guys have been doing a nice job of coming off the ball and getting just a little crease for him so that he's past those linebackers before they even know he's got the ball. Yeah, it is 32.
Yep, Northrop.
And he's trying to go back to the huddle, but he can't do that for one play.
Nope, going to have to come out. And it will be a third down and goal coming up. Big play right here for Prairie.
Well, Prairie, I think even if they don't get this, they've got to spurn the field goal, and they've got to go for seven. They just have to if they don't make it on this third down attempt.
It's 14-0 Washington just underway, 14 seconds into the second quarter. Here tonight at Kingston Stadium. Maybe four down territory here for the Prairie Hawks. See what Mark Bliss will pull out of his bag of tricks right here. And Prairie's going to go with two linemen in the backfield. In front of Hunter Johnson, he's going to get the direct snap, starts left, tries to cut it back to the middle and stops short. Only got about a yard. He had Mixon back there. He had Cam LaGrange back there. Blocking for him. Didn't work.
They loaded up between the tackles and one tight end, and they only had one man split out there. And when you bunch up, it's pretty easy to crowd the box there defensively for Mo Blue and the Warrior defense.
And we'll see what Prairie elects to do here. Jake Pinter will come in, and they're going to go for it.
No, they've got to.
They will shift four, make it five players out to the left side. The direct snap and the throw out in the flat, caught at the 5-yard line.
And he's in
for the touchdown. How about that? And the pass goes to Jake Pinter for the score.
At the last second, the shift was of five people. That's right, five people out to the numbers on the wide side of the field. And it was just a simple little almost picket screen. Picket fence, rather, type of pick play.
It was almost like the swinging gate that they're attempting here or showing for the extra point. Five shifted from the middle of the field out to the left. And they just threw to the guy behind, Jake Pinter, and the convoy led him for the touchdown. Extra point try on the way and is up, and it is good. Joel Collette. And Prairie's right back into the ball game here now, John, 14-7.
Yeah, and that's exactly what Prairie needed, that big shot in the arm to drive the field there from their own 18, no less, Scott. It's easy to forget they started on their own 18-yard line, courtesy of the big run there by Trevor Northrup. But still, for them to answer that last touchdown from Washington and come back and do that, I just can't give all the credit in the world to the Prairie guys right now for not backing down. But how about head coach Mark Bliss and this package that he has put together tonight? We've seen some things in one quarter I've never seen in a lifetime of coaching.
This is messing with your mind as a former defensive coordinator.
Well, you know, we talked with Mark in a preseason coach's show, and I asked him, is there any truth to this notion that I've heard that Gus Malzahn actually wrote a book about offense and had you be one of his advisors? And he talked to us at length about how they're good friends, and Malzahn's had him down to Auburn and done all kinds of other things, and he was a contributor in that book and so forth. And you, all you got to do is watch this game tonight, and you can see what an innovative mind Mark Bliss has for offensive football.
Tavian Patrick will drop back along with Isaiah Nimmers. And it'll be Prairie to kick off from left to right. We'll go to Alex after the kickoff here. And it's going to be a high pooch kick and a fair catch called for and made at the 31-yard line. And that's where the Warriors will put it into play. And Alex, I know you've seen a lot of football. Have you seen some of these formations that Mark Bliss is throwing out here tonight for Cedar Rapids Prairie?
No, the last formation was quite baffling. He shifted five guys to the wide side of the field, and for Washington, only one defender went out there. The quarterback, Tyler Neunemaker, I don't know what was going through his head, but I have to imagine it was something like, you know, four blockers on one defender, I'll take my chances. He threw a quick screen pass, easy touchdown.
And Prairie right back into it. First and 10 Warriors from the far hash mark at the 31-yard line. Here is the give. Tavian Patrick on the counter, coming left, gets to the 35, maybe the 36-yard line. And Jaden Goose, the middle linebacker, who started a year ago for the Prairie Hawks as a ninth grader, came in and made the stop.
He's really played a big role in this first part of this game tonight. How many times have we mentioned his name? He's really stepping up big for Prairie.
Drew Dostal in for the injured T.J. Vogel. He got the start tonight. He's thrown two touchdown passes. Leonard in a slot left. Hobbs in there. In fact, double slots for Washington. On the one on the play clock, they didn't get it off.
Nope.
And that is the second time Wash has gone with that formation, and it has not worked.
That's right. Confusion on alignment, too. There's just no communication here between the receivers and the specialty skill players for Wash. That's why they're not getting it off.
Now, they did give them the timeout. I think that was a little favorable by Chuck Britton and his crew.
Well, you know, we've got these very large 25-second clocks that are obvious to everybody, but most especially the players and the coaches down on the field. So I think they deserve that benefit of the doubt.
All right. So it'll be second down and six coming up. 10-10 to play here in the first half here at Kingston. And the Washington Warriors on top of the Prairie Hawks, 14-7. Of course, this is a District 6 game in Class 4A. And the other members of that particular district, you got Prairie and Washington along with Burlington, Ottumwa, Muscatine, and City High. Four of those six teams are going to make the playoffs. If Washington wins tonight, they will clinch at one of those spots. So that is what is on the line. If Prairie can pull the upset, that would put them in great position. Four-man front, deep shotgun snap, back to Dostal. Has time, now runs. Scrambles, going right, 40. Up the numbers, 45, 50 into Prairie territory and out of bounds at the Hawk 44-yard line. And that's going to be a pickup of about 20 yards and a Wash first down.
Very nearly a coverage sack there. Nice job by the secondary for Prairie's defense. But at the last second, Dostal just wisely saw that the entire right third of the field was open and that he had an alley to run.
So Drew Dostal so far tonight, four carries, 36 yards. Getting it done with the feet. And it'll be first down Warriors at the Prairie 44, up 14-7 here in the second quarter. Two receivers to the left, one slot right. And here is the toss, short side. Tavian Patrick trying to get to the corner, gang tackled. Good job of pursuit by the Prairie defense once again. And leading the way over there, Zach Gansky once again. Also, Martavian Borseth. No gain that time. Warriors have not been able to get outside.
No, they haven't. And we've talked about this in the first quarter, that Jim Dossel's defense has done a nice job of taking away the outside running game, whether it be the toss sweep, the jet sweep, or any other ways that they've tried to get on islands out there.
Patrick has ran for 538 yards coming into the game tonight. And we're
another one.
Get another Washington timeout.
Frank Sherman beside himself down there.
We'll take a timeout as well, as that is it. Washington uses their third and final timeout. 9:21 to play. Opening half, Warriors 14, Prairie 7. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back at Kingston Stadium, give you the baseball scores right now. They're in a rain delay in Kansas City. Houston leading 3-1 in the second inning, and Texas beat Toronto 5-3.
Another flag
earlier on, and another penalty.
Oh, Sherman is the coaching staff for Washington right now are beside themselves down on the sideline.
And we'll see what the penalty is about here. Did they have 12 in the field?
That's a sideline warning
on Washington. Well, you can't get away with getting up close to the field of play with Chuck Britton. We've seen that before.
Yes, we have many times.
And Chuck's consistent with it. So that's just a warning, no penalty. Second down and 10. Tight end left. They send a man in motion and off the fake, up the middle. Dostal breaks a couple of tackles, running hard, and gets about 8 to the 36-yard line. Jaden Goos on the stop. Now, if you're with your backup quarterback, John.
Dostal's a little slow getting up here, folks.
Yes, he is. I will say this. You want to be very careful that you don't have to go to number 3.
Yeah, who's the emergency quarterback?
Not sure, but Dostal is holding that right arm a little bit.
Yes, he is. And he's going down. Now he's sitting down.
And Dostal.
He's out on the hash mark, and he is sitting down, and this is not looking good for him right now. Okay, number 14 is coming over to take this on, and we do not have a number 14.
So that is not good.
We may need a little bit of help from Alex Kuhn, who is very good at this, just this sort of thing.
And I got to think perhaps maybe that's a sophomore quarterback. We'll have to wait and see. And I have a sophomore roster.
I think I do buried here too.
Buried. But we will have to find out who that is. Everybody up in the press box is scrambling right now here in the Bob Brooks press box. Dostal is up on his feet. T.J. Vogel is not dressed tonight. And right now, Peter Grubel is working with the new quarterback. And Dostal looks wobbly as he comes to the sideline.
You know, he got up slow. One of his linemen helped him up by pulling his arms up, and he got up on his feet, and he started to walk back to the huddle, and he was holding his arm a little bit as though he had hurt an elbow or a forearm or his hand, perhaps. And then all of a sudden, inexplicably, he just sat down.
Well, we'll find out who the new quarterback is for Wash.
We can tell you his number.
Yeah, it's number 14. And he's got a third down for his first varsity snap here. He will turn and hand it off to Tavian Patrick. Great spin movement to 35. Breaking tackles, 30. 25 to the 20. Refusing to go down.
Oh, my.
Still on his feet. Finally tossed out of bounds inside the 15-yard line. How about that for an inspirational run?
Yes, it was, and they needed it just at that time. A huge lift for the Washington offense. And after he got out of bounds, he still would not go down, and then he kind of wrestled away from the white jerseys and did a little high step and back. He was kind of happy about that himself.
Can we give a running back the slobber knocker? First down, Washington in the red zone at the Prairie 15-yard line. Wide side of the field to the right, same play, handoff. Patrick kicks it to the outside, got a block, got the corner. He's got the end zone, touchdown Washington. Got a great block over there. Andrew Todd and Kenny Plume set him up.
15-yard scamper, and guess which fullback threw the block that sprung that? Ben Nassif. Questionable to play tonight.
But he is in there. Warriors are 3-for-3 here as Tavian Patrick puts up his 8th touchdown of the year. And that one from 15 yards out, and the Warriors have extended the lead now to 20-7 and make it 20.
Nope.
Yeah, stays 20. Extra point. Pulled left, no good. So 8:33 to play here in the first half, and Washington is up now by a score of 20-7. We'll take a 30-second break, come back, and have the kickoff for you after this here on KGYM.
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
All right, let's throw it down to Alex Kuhn, and he's got a sideline report for us. Alex, what do you got?
New quarterback in, sophomore Ryan Cundy. I got confirmation from former Hawkeye wide receiver Kevontae Martin Manley, who coaches the sophomores. Sophomore Ryan Cundy in at quarterback.
All right, thank you much. So it is the sophomore quarterback. Now, we believe you can play six quarters a day.
He may have very well played in that sophomore game, which...
He did.
Yeah, they put 60 points on the board, so it's almost certain that he didn't play the full four quarters.
And that would be a big break for Washington. Here is the kick. Bolden coming to the left and gets to the 20-yard line. That's going to be about a return of 13, and Prairie will have it. Down 20-7 here. This game's had a little bit of everything so far.
It really has, and... Prairie's offense now coming back out on the field after their 82-yard march down the field last time. Feeling good about their offense right now, even though their defense has given up three touchdowns in three possessions to Washington.
Well, Prairie has brought out everything tonight. Nunemaker, the quarterback. Northrop is back into the game. He's on the right hip. Nunemaker in the shotgun. Tight formation to the right side. Down to 9 on the play clock. Gets the snap and on the handoff and the end around to Hunter Johnson. And he got stood up. Rain Weiland brought the rain right there. No gain. Hit right at the point of attack at the 20-yard line. And it'll be second down and 10. Prairie going a little no-huddle hurry up. As they get things rolling here, looking to the sideline.
Right back to the line of scrimmage, and all 11 helmets transfixed on Coach Mark Bliss on the sideline checking his stat sheet. So they're not doing basically the hurry-up offense. They're just doing the no-huddle right now.
Play clock down to 6. Tight formation once again. Second down and 10. Slot to the right side. Low snap. Keeper. Here's Nunemaker off the right side. Busting through across the 25 and out to the 28, maybe the 29-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 8.
Yeah, we've seen Nunemaker do this before when we were out at John Wall Field previously this year. He is just fearless. He has no trouble tucking it under when they call his number. Running between the tackles is nothing new to him.
After this play, we'll go down to Alex again. He's got an update on Drew Dostal. Third down and 2 coming up for Prairie. And they'll have it at the 29-yard line as Washington is up 20-7, but down to their third-string quarterback. Johnson coming in motion. Direct snap to Johnson and making Northrop, I beg your pardon. And he gets it for a first down to the 34-yard line. And that will move the sticks, the fifth first down for Prairie. All right, Alex, we'll throw it down to you. What's the latest on Drew Dostal?
Dostal is up and throwing. It looks like he was favoring his right throwing arm. He's getting a little bit more zip with every throw that he makes, but he's very, very ginger with that right arm.
Yep, right down here in front of us playing catch with Alex Herzog. First down and 10 for Prairie. Down 20-7 at the 34-yard line. Here is the fake, and Nunemaker to throw. Flushed out of the pocket, reverses field. Hit as he throws. Throws it left far sideline and incomplete. Rain Weiland, Connor Malcolm, and Orion Vance had a team meeting back there, and Nunemaker got absolutely tattooed.
Yeah, that was an all-go defensively for the Warrior defense, and Nunemaker just basically had to try and get anything mustard-wise he could on that ball and not get it intercepted to avoid the large sack.
Got rid of it, though, and got a lot on it. Of course, he's a terrific pitcher for the Prairie baseball team.
Arm. Such a competitor, too.
Second down and 10 coming up for Prairie. From the 34, just inside the left hash mark, here is a jet sweep. Hunter Johnson trying to get to the corner, turning it up. Not much, though. Across the 35 to the 36. Ian Thomas, a linebacker, along with Isaiah Nimmers, making the stop for Wash, along with Keon Wills, who's getting more playing time, both offensive defense tonight. And another third and long for Prairie. Johnson, four carries tonight, and a net of minus three.
You know, this drive for Mark Bliss's Prairie Hawks offense has not employed any of the strange formations, the wild shifts. It's just been come down basically, spread out one guy, just go slobber knock straight ahead. And as I say that, look at what comes out.
Yep. Going to go trip receivers right, trips to the left. Again, the three-man line. And Nunemaker in trouble, and Orion Vance had him, lost him. Nunemaker on his feet and does get some positive yards out of it. Maybe one. And I think the first adjustment we've seen by the Washington defense and Mo Blue is anytime they go with that three-man line, go.
Well, they're going to talk about a lot more about that formation when they get into halftime. In fact, I hope Mo Blue's got a lot of dry erase markers, because he's going to be drawing up all sorts of things and talking about tendencies and formations and who does what when. But Orion Vance just took it into matters into his hand there.
So it'll be Prairie to punt. Hunter Johnson will kick it away. Good snap. Rush coming. And Megan Nunemaker this time who got it away. End over end kick. Catch made at the 25. Wills down the near sideline. Tight roping it. Finally out of bounds at about the 41. So a good return there by Keon Wills. And we'll see if Brian Cundy comes out there or if it's going to be Drew Dostal. They're talking to the young sophomore. Brian Cundy is a good quarterback. The sophomores won tonight 61-14 for Washington. And he had at least four touchdown passes.
Well, and of course, if Dostal's not able to come back in the game with that six-quarter rule, you have to all of a sudden go looking back at what Jason Wood, the sophomore coach, did with him in that sophomore game tonight. You got to think he didn't play all four quarters, but who knows?
I know he didn't play. I didn't keep particular attention. Prairie showing blitz on first down. Double tight end. Cundy on the handoff. Here comes Johnny Dobbs. Bounces off the pile and gets to about the 45-yard line. Twisted down right there. I'm going to say his knee hit, though, at the 44. And the stop made by Trevor Northrup. So that time Dobbs goes for about three. Wash doing what they usually do. Trading off possessions for Dobbs and Tavian Patrick. Down to 4:12 to play first half. And Washington on top, 20-7. Warriors second down and seven. Prairie bringing the blitz from the outside. Hand off inside. Big hole Dobbs. 50. Needs a block. Got it. 45. Stiff arm at the 40. And finally brought down at the Prairie 37-yard line. Ran right where the blitzer came from for the Hawks.
Yeah, and it didn't help that it was counter trace, so the backside guard and tackle were pulling and leading up through there. And when Johnny Dobbs saw the waters part there, the only person he had in front of him was his own blocker, Keon Wills, and he basically pushed Keon out of the way to get a couple of extra yards.
First and 10, Washington at the 38-yard line. Warriors up 20-7. From the 38-yard line. Warriors will go tight end right. Receivers left and right. Not of the eye. Here is the counter give. Right side to Dobbs and runs over a Hawk who brought him down at about the 34-yard line. Eric Kelly, 5'11", 175-pound linebacker, hung on and made the stop on big Johnny Dobbs. For Dobbs, five carries, 34 yards. And this is a pretty methodical drive being put together by Washington.
Well, it has to be, because when you're down to your third quarterback, you're not going to do a whole lot fancy in terms of a passing game, I wouldn't think. This young man just getting his feet wet right now. I think Paul James just wants to keep the chains moving and the ball in their hands. You don't really need to do a lot of passing at this point.
Two tight ends. And we got movement up front. Rain Weiland is in there as a tight end. And did the sophomore get him to jump? And it'd be, nope, motion on Wash.
Well, I'm going to give credit to the defensive line there of Prairie because two of their down linemen were stemming around in there, and I think that's what made the right guard pull his hand on fist out of the turf there, causing that procedure.
You got T.J. Vogel playing assistant coach down there in the sideline. He's signaling in plays to the Washington huddle.
He's got his jersey on. In between the two coaches with the headsets.
Second down and 11 after the penalty. And here's Cundy for his first varsity throw. Going to go deep left side. He's got Wills out there. And it's going to be underthrown. And was it picked off? Or did the offense come up with it? Nope. They're going to say the defense did. And the interception by Ty Bolden. They try to get it to Keon Wills.
Little too much air under that ball. Allowed Ty Bolden to go up and get that in front of the receiver.
And that will be the first turnover for Washington.
Well, just as I say that Paul James is going to pull his cards into his chest, he goes ahead and lets the sophomore unleash one, but Prairie's defense was not going to have any of that, and so the ball's going to be turned over to the Hawk offense here, and they're going to be inside their own 10-yard line.
So it'll be first down for Prairie on their own 7-yard line. They send Johnson in motion, and he will get it on the jet sweep, trying to get to the corner, turns it up at the hash marks, and it flew underneath the diving tackle try of Rain Weiland and got out to about the 12-yard line. And give four that time to Hunter Johnson. Boy, going up against this offense, you just don't know where anyone's coming from. If you're a defensive player.
And that's why, even though Wash is up 20-7 at this point, I just feel for Mo Blue, the defensive coordinator for Washington, because he's got the need for about a half an hour of time at halftime, and he's not going to get half of that.
I formation to the right hip, and this is a direct snap in the quarterback keeper, this time by Nunemaker. Not much. Got about a yard, and that was it. So another third down upcoming here for Prairie. It'll be third down and about four. Baseball game back on. Kansas City and Houston. Houston on top 3-1 in that one. We'll update you on what's going to happen tomorrow night around the world of high school football. Coming up at the halftime break. So stay tuned for that. A look at the stats as well. Third and three. From the 13-yard line, right up the middle, and Northrop's got himself a first down.
Yep, there's that quick hitting dive again, which has been the most successful play that Mark Bliss has had yet tonight.
A gain of seven, Nick Nassif on the stop. The 5'8", 170-pound senior, and Prairie with a third down conversion. They're 2 out of 4.
Yeah, and the clock is now ticking under a minute, and if nothing else, Mark Bliss is happy that he got that first down so that he can just get to halftime without having to punt the ball back to Washington.
We're going to hear from Paul James coming up at halftime. Receiver in motion left to right. Off the shotgun, throw in the flat. It's caught. Pinter at the 25. Turns it up near the sideline and pushed out of bounds as he gets to the 35-yard line by Ian Thomas. That's going to be 13 more. And another Prairie first down. Second catch of the night by Pinter. Nunemaker so far 3 out of 4 with a touchdown tonight. That'll be another first down for Prairie. As Gansky in there for the Hawks, coming as a receiver to the near side. Trip receivers up top to the left. First and 10, Prairie at the Hawk 35-yard line. Shotgun snap. Nunemaker to throw. Has time. Throws deep left side, and it's incomplete. Going for Pinter out there, and good defense. Jamar Parker was back there. He was the closest to the football. So it'll be second down and 10.
One thing Mo Blue is doing right now when they see these wild formations is that he's getting either into a cover one or a cover two so that there's always at least one man back deep, and they can't get beat somehow on any of the trickery that's going on here.
This time, three receivers to the short side to the right. Northrop, the lone setback. And here comes Nunemaker on the keeper. Turns the corner, 35. Got hit hard as he got to the 40. Orion Vance there on the stop. Leading tackler, and we're going to get a Prairie timeout here. As Nunemaker goes for five. And the timeout taken with 18.8 seconds to play here in the first half, and Wash up 20-7. Well, do you? I think if you're Prairie, you may dig into the old bag of tricks right here one more time.
Why not? He's got a big bag. This is a bag like Santa Claus has full of presents, Scott. And he's got so much in there that, you know, the thing I love about their game plan tonight at Prairie is they've got all kinds of injuries. They're seemingly outmanned against one of the best teams, at least in Eastern Iowa, if not the state. And they're just coming in here and gunslinging. They're giving everything they've got. They're clearing leather. They're unloading all the ammunition that they've got. I don't know how many different analogies I can use here, but, man, the Hawks are just going swinging. No matter what they do, they're giving everything they've got. I just love that attitude.
And putting on a pretty good show here tonight at Kingston Stadium. As Prairie will use their second timeout, they've got one remaining. Washington is out of timeouts. Warriors break their huddle. Prairie is out there. Nunemaker with Trevor Northrup on his left hip. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. From the near side, hash mark across the 40-yard line. Here's the snap. Nunemaker rolls to his left. He's going to throw. Throws deep. Left side man wide open out there at the 30-yard line. Catch made. And falling down at about the 27-yard line was Jake Pinter once again.
And that's what you were talking about, Scott. Pinter almost came in what looked to be a little bit like a wheel route there. And there was no coverage from the secondary of Washington at all on Pinter.
Timeout. Prairie with 9.2 seconds to play.
Now they got time for a couple more plays here, and they are down within striking distance now.
That is going to be a head scratcher for Mo Blue in the Washington defense, because there was nobody around Pinter.
You know, and I'm no disrespect to the defensive schemes here for. Look at the offensive stuff that you're getting thrown at you here. Mo Blue has got to be pulling his hair out. Prairie has shown so many different formations, shifts, tendencies, things of that nature. We're in the seventh game of the season, and he's pulling some new things out that nobody's ever seen tonight. So, I mean, I just feel for Mo Blue, he's going to be, that chalkboard, the dry erase board is just going to be full here, and they're going to need every second they've got in halftime just to talk about defense.
So, okay. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette telling us five quarters a day you can play.
Yeah, so the question is, how many did he play in the sophomore game here, and how many will he be eligible for in the second half for Washington?
For Brian Cundy, the quarterback in there for Washington. 11 seconds, they put some time back on the clock. Trip formation to the right. Nunemaker looking that way. His pass deflected up in the air and incomplete. Dallas Hobbs deflected it, and 6.6 to go, and I think Prairie's going to try the long field goal. Now, they will have the wind here, but this is going to be a pretty gargantuan effort.
It is a little bit of a crosswind, but it is at their back as well.
Well, as I say that, well, they are going to try it.
Yep.
Going to be a 43-yard attempt from the far side hash by Joel Collette.
Nunemaker on the hold, so maybe a little trickeration here.
Keep that in mind to try to get Prairie some points here before half. On the two-minute drive, good snap, placed down, and a kick is stuffed.
This is live.
And it's picked up. Orion Vance still on his feet.
And he fumbled.
He fumbled, picked up at the 40, and lateraled ahead, but they're going to say it was down. That had no chance.
Fun to watch, though.
Orion Vance came through there and blocked the field goal, and a very entertaining way to end this first half. We're going to get a word from Paul James coming up as soon as Alex finds the head coach. And I'm not so sure, even with a 20-7 lead, that Paul's going to be real happy about this one. But we shall see. As the Warrior Band will make their way out. And they will perform their halftime show here. Tell you what, pretty impressed by the Prairie Hawks in the first half without their top gun, Jalen Reimer. And still giving it a good go.
So many reasons for Prairie to come into this game tonight and say, woe is me, we've got all these injuries, we've had to shift people around, bring people up off the sophomore level, and they just have none of that. They're coming out and they're giving everything they've got to try and get this game in the win column. They know it, they need it for their district standings right now, and so, you know, they're down 20-7 at halftime here, but you got to credit the Hawks. They're scrapping and giving everything they've got.
We'll get a word from Paul James coming up here in a moment as soon as he makes his way down. And he's to your right, Alex. Alex, he's to your right. It's going to be a... he's going to try to cut him off at the pass here.
It's going to be tough because Paul's got a lot he wants to talk about at halftime.
Yeah, he does. All right, Alex, we'll go down to you with Paul James.
Visual coordinator for the band is Jason Meyer. The band is under the field direction of drum majors Ryan Miller and Maggie Wright.
Well, they're heading the wrong way. And like you said, Paul is on, he's on double time step going over there. So we'll find out what he said as Alex is walking with him toward the far side. So out of range a little bit. But
we'll get the Reader's Digest version from Alex when we come back.
Yeah, we'll get the condensed version coming up here in a moment. Halftime score, fifth-rated Washington on top of Cedar Rapids Prairie by a score of 20-7. And we'll take a one-minute break, come back, and talk halftime with you from Kingston right after this as you're listening to high school football on KGYM.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide's October special is $5 off leather and suede cleaning.
Back at Kingston Stadium as we are at halftime. Washington on top of Prairie 20-7. A very interesting game here for the first half. Prairie has shown formations we have not seen before.
Ever.
In the booth here, not only at Kingston Stadium, but anywhere. With three separate groups of three. Basically, three in an 11-man football game, a three-man line. We have seen that on several occasions here tonight. And Prairie hanging into the game. It's 20-7 here at halftime.
I want you folks maybe that are just tuning in to imagine looking down at a 4A football offense on the field, and there are no tackles. Yeah, there's a center, two guards, and that's it inside the box. That's very strange.
Yeah, but hanging in there with the heavily favored Washington Warriors in this one here tonight. Washington band about ready to take to the field here at halftime. Washington scored on their first three drives. The first two were via the short porch. Warriors went 38 yards in 3 minutes and 50 seconds. A pass from Drew Dostal to Isaiah Nimmers from 11 yards out. Made it 7-0 after the Ross Kennedy extra point. And then after a punt by Prairie, Warriors took it 46 yards in 2 minutes and 34 seconds and scored on a Drew Dostal to Orion Vance, 23-yard touchdown hookup. Made it 14-0. And then Prairie came right back and scored on a long 83-yard drive that took just under 4 minutes. Nunemaker to Pinter, Jake Pinter, who had a convoy in front of him on a 5-yard out, and that made it 14-7. Warriors put up their final touchdown on the next possession. Tavian Patrick from 15 yards out. Extra point try, though, was no good, and that's where we stand at 20-7. But the big story of the first half, Drew Dostal, the backup quarterback for Washington, dinged. He is on the sidelines, and now Brian Cundy The sophomore quarterback has come in, and we don't know how many quarters he can go. You can go five a day in Iowa High School Athletic Association rules for football.
Yeah, Washington coming into the game doesn't have their starter. They're under their number two quarterback, and he goes down, and we call that the emergency quarterback when you get to number three. And there's obviously got to be one after that. I don't know who it's going to be, but I'll bet if it would ever push would come to shove that it would be somebody that's not wearing a number that's single digits or with teens in it either. So Washington, even though they've got the 20-7 lead here at halftime, there's so much that they've got to talk about at halftime. And it'll be interesting to hear from Alex here when we get a chance in the abbreviated version what Paul James had to say, as he was hustling across the field like I've never seen him hustle to get to the halftime locker room.
Yeah, and they got a lot of things to discuss here at the halftime break. Let's take a look at the total numbers here at halftime. And the total yards, 177 for Prairie, 172 for Washington. And for Prairie, 116 on the ground, 61 through the air. For the Hawks, on the ground, they're being led by Trevor Northrup, 6 carries, 65 yards. Tyler Neunemaker has carried it 9 times for 50 yards. Hunter Johnson 5 times for a net of 1 yard. Tyler Neunemaker 4 out of 7 tonight through the air, 61 yards and the 1 touchdown. That was to Jake Pinner, who's caught 3 tonight. Pinner coming into the game had only caught 1 pass for 7 yards.
How about that?
But without Jalen Rima tonight, he has picked up his game. 3 catches for a total of 51 yards and 1 touchdown. Zach Gansky has the other grab for Prairie. Hawks with 8 first downs, 1 penalty for 5 yards, and 1 turnover. And that led to points for Cedar Rapids, Washington. For the Warriors, 129 yards on the ground, 43 through the air. Now, Drew Dostal, before the injury, was 3 for 4 for 43 yards, 2 touchdowns. The touchdowns to Orion Vance from 23 yards out, Isaiah Nimmers from 11 yards out, and Tavian Stewart also caught one for a total of 9 yards. Brian Cundy, 0 for 1 with 1 interception, the young sophomore in his debut. For the Warriors on the ground, Tavian Patrick, 6 carries, 51 yards and a touchdown. Johnny Dobbs has carried it 5 times for 34 yards. Drew Dostal, 5 carries, 44 yards before the injury tonight. Washington with 9 first downs, 2 penalties for 10 yards, and 1 turnover in the game. And that came on the final drive of the first half for Washington. Let's back up a little bit. Third down conversions, 2 out of 4 for Prairie, 3 for 4 for Washington. And the Warriors 1 for 1 here as far as fourth down tries in the first half of play. And time of possession, Prairie with an edge, 13 minutes, 1 second to 10 minutes and 59 seconds for Washington.
Yeah, some of that due to the field position differences, especially on the first two drives that Washington converted on the short porch for touchdowns. But, interesting statistics nonetheless.
So we're at halftime, and the Warriors leading the Prairie Hawks 20-7. Tomorrow is a state golf meet, and that will be held at the Elm Crest Country Club tomorrow and Saturday. The Washington Warriors will be there. The Xavier Saints will be there. Linmar Lions will be there. And also there as an individual in that one from Iowa City West will be J.D. Goodfellow. And we're going to have an update on that tomorrow when we are over at Xavier for the Eastern Iowa Airport Tailgate Tour. We're going to talk with Mike Winker. He's the man in charge with the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and he's going to be out there providing an update for us.
And interestingly enough, perhaps you know this, there's so much that you are aware of all the time, Scott, but Wallert, did they by happen chance go to the state meet? Because one of their key golfers is also one of their wide receivers and the best cornerback on their football team that's going to be coming down to Xavier tomorrow night.
They did not, but I don't know if he made it as an individual.
That might be interesting. His name is Weber, I know that.
Yeah, doing both football and golf, and That's a little unusual to see that combination.
Well, how would you like to be the other guys on the golf team and you never see him except for the meets because he's got to be at football practice?
Obviously.
Oh, they understand.
Obviously getting things done
exactly.
In a big way. So we'll see Wallert tomorrow night as they will take on the Xavier Saints. And we'll have that one for you at 7 o'clock. That'll be on 107.5 FM coming up tomorrow night for that one. South Gym game will be a big one in District 7 of 4A, Dubuque-Hempstead at Iowa City West. That will be on 106.3 FM coming up tomorrow evening. We're going to hear from the head coach of the Prairie Hawks. That is Mark Bliss when he comes out of the locker room. And we will talk to him coming up here in just a little bit. And Jeff Downing helping us out. Nope, Ben Schmidt, the only Wallert golfer. So Mr. Weber will have
Mr.
the
Weber,
pads
yes,
on.
He will be at Saints Field with his compadres tomorrow night.
And Indianapolis behind Matt Hasselbeck leading Houston 13-3. That at a second quarter score. Here it's Washington top 20-7 over Cedar Rapids Prairie. And we will go ahead and take a 30-second timeout. And we'll come back with more halftime from the Bob Brooks Press Box at Kingston Stadium right after this here in KGYM.
The Xavier Saints can clinch the Class 3A District 4 title this Friday night right here on KGYM. This is Scott Unanch. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 7 with the pregame as Class 3A number 3 rated Xavier hosts Dubuque Wallert. The unbeaten Saints at 5-0 clash with their Mississippi Valley Conference brethren Wallert on homecoming with a chance to take the district crown. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Dubuque Wallert at number 3 Xavier. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Washington Band closing out their halftime performance. As the Warriors lead the Prairie Hawks 20-7 here at halftime. We mentioned some of the games tomorrow night. Here at the stadium, it'll be Waterloo Easton to take on the Kennedy Cougars. And I tell you what, the Kennedy Cougars with a chance to do something unprecedented in Kennedy school history.
Never been
7-0? Not sure on that, but they've never been 9-0. I mean, you got to win 7 before you get to 9, but
they're going to be 7-0.
The chance is there. Tell you what, we've got a big front that is supposed to go through, and we'll talk to Alex coming up when we talk with Mark Bliss, but look at Old Glory right now.
Change directions.
It is coming straight out of the north, maybe the northwest, and it is whipping at about 15 to 20 miles per hour now. So hopefully we start off on a beautiful weather night here tonight. But the temperature is going down. There is no rain on the radar, so that is good news. But, yeah, it's only supposed to be about 60 degrees tomorrow and a pretty chilly day.
And that wind has really picked up. So if your offense is going from left to right in front of the Kingston press box, north to south in the second half, you're going to have a distinct wind advantage.
Prairie coaches, a few of them making their way out of the tunnel. Mentioned Kennedy and Juana Luis coming up tomorrow night. And that should be a big one as far as District number 5 of Class 4A is concerned. This is a District 6 matchup. And right now, Washington leads this particular district. They're the only unbeaten team. Muscatine has one loss in the district. I take that back. I think City High is also undefeated in the district. Warriors making their way out of the tunnel. And back out onto the field turf here at Kingston. And we're going to get a word from Mark Bliss coming up here as soon as he makes his way out of the tunnel. And the Warriors look very businesslike coming out of the tunnel here. There's not a lot of jumping up and down and a lot of emotion.
They had so much to talk about at halftime, both sides of the ball, but mostly on defense. Be interesting to see how they start changing some of their alignments to these odd formations that Mark Bliss and the Prairie Hawks are throwing at them tonight.
Getting down to the end of the 20-minute timer here for halftime, and then we'll put up 3 more minutes for the warm-up. Prairie is making their way out of the locker room now over there on the southeast corner. And we will get a word from Mr. Mark Bliss coming up here as soon as the Hawks make their way out. As Prairie making their way back out onto the turf here at Kingston. Only appearance this year on the turf at Kingston for the Prairie Hawks. And like we said, the wind has really picked up as we get ready for half number two here. And we'll see what comments that Mark Bliss has for Alex down there. As he will talk with the Prairie coach coming up, playing without Jalen Reima tonight. In street clothes. And, all right. Alex, if you're not quite here. As they will make their way out here with Coach Bliss. And now Alex has him corralled. We'll go across the way.
Coach, first half, your team hung in there despite, I believe, not so arguably having missing one of the best players in the state of Iowa. How'd you guys hang in there, and what do you want to see in the second half from your ball club?
No, the biggest thing is this. Our goal coming in was trying to be a ball control offense, try to chew clock, keep their offense off the field, because as you can see, they could go the distance on any given down. So we were our game plan is to continue to try to find ways to control the clock and just chew clock, move the chains, try to find a way to put ourselves in scoring position and stuff. And our kids, like I said, they've done a nice job in the first half. We just can't get out of our own way certain times. And whether it be a bad snap here or a missed assignment, it's just one of those things that we got rectified in the locker room there. So we'll see what happens. We're ready, excited, and go and see what happens.
We saw some trickeration in the first half. Any tricks up your sleeve for the second half?
We might. We'll just see.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, man.
All right, Alex. Alex, before we let you go, do you want to just summarize what Paul James had to say? Because he was in a big hurry to get to the locker room when you talked to him. Now we'll get that coming up later on here as Prairie is on their way out and Washington is on their way out as well. Warriors going to get the ball first here. And it'll be interesting to see. I would assume that Prairie would make Washington go into the wind here.
Yes, because that wind has really picked up, as you talked about a few minutes ago, and it has got Old Glory just going straight south right now. So this front obviously coming through and could have some play here in the second half. And be interesting also to see when Washington gets the ball who's going to be under center for them as well.
Yeah, and we'll see if it's going to be Brian Cundy or if it's going to be Drew Dostal. Now, right now, Cundy is out there working with the center, Peter Grubel. And I imagine that he's going to be out there. Now,
Dostal is dressed, still has his pads and helmet on, and he is walking down the sideline. But I'm going to guess maybe as long as Cundy's got eligibility for the night left, they may just stay with him and leave him in there.
That remains to be seen. That's going to be one of the key things of this second half. Assistant coach Callahan going over things. And now we're making sure we got if it's five or six.
Well, I'm not sure. Now we've got one of the most seasoned officials
coach
in the state.
Coach Patterson's telling us six.
Who's saying six. So I'm going to go with the guy that's been around for a long, long time here.
All right. So the six. It's five or six, we know that.
We're talking about one of the all-time Hall of Fame football officials in the state of Iowa, so I'm going to go with that.
All right. Now, for the kick, it's going to be Prairie kicking off to Washington. They're going to kick from right to left, so the Prairie is elected to take the win in the fourth
yep.
quarter here. So a little bit of a gamble, but they will have the win in the fourth quarter. And Isaiah Nimmers, nope, check that for Washington. It's going to be Tavian Patrick. Backing up, and he will set up shop at about the 10-yard line. Prairie has not kicked the ball deep, though, here tonight in their one try. And they will kick it deep this time, and they'll find an open space. Ball takes a sideways bounce, stays in play, picked up by Patrick. Coming to the right side, chased down from behind, and whipped down as he gets to the 20-yard line. So good special teams play. And only about a 6-yard return that time for Tavian Patrick. All right, Alex, if we can go down to you on the sideline and talk about the win, and then Paul James has summarized what he talked about. All right, go. If Alex, if you hear me, go ahead. Well, we'll get him in a moment here. Coming up on first down. And
fumbled snap.
Cundy will fall on it, it looks like, at about the 20-yard line. The officials run in. And no, Prairie. Well, no. Chuck Britton. Chuck pointed one way and then turned and pointed the other way.
Temporary dysfunction of the compass there for Chuck Britton.
He got turned around, but that's what happens when you have a new quarterback in there. So a fumbled snap, but recovered by the Warriors. And it'll be second down and 10 for Washington. Tavian Patrick will start the second half. Ben Nassif in there as the blocking back. Receivers left and right for the Warriors on second down and 10. Counter give left side. Patrick, big hole, 20 to the 25, and close to a first down. Brought down right at the 30-yard line, that time by Preston LaGrange. And it'll depend on the spot. And they will move the chains. First down, Warriors. Tavian Patrick now up to 61 yards in the ballgame. First down and 10. Washington up 20-7, just underway with quarter number 3. From the far side hash mark, tight end right. And the give on the trap. This is the fullback, Nassif. And he rumbles across the 35 for 6 out to about the 36-yard line. And the stop made by Taylor Maimon. We'll pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game at the conclusion of this one. Brought to you by Happy Joe's.
Quarterback coming over to the sideline on every play now. And he's got to run. When they're over on the far hash mark, that's a lot of running he's got to do back and forth.
Now, that's what Washington used to do.
Long time ago.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Had the quarterback go over. Remember all the Seuss boys doing that? Second down and 4 from the 36. Toss, sweep. Stewart collects it. Turns it upfield. 40 to the 45. And brought down at the 48 by LaGrange again. Might have been a touchdown saving tackle after a pickup of about 13.
Well, the difference right now for Washington is their offensive line is coming off low and hard. Their pad level is forward, straight ahead, and getting underneath the Prairie defenders. And right now, they're just, in these last couple of plays, they're just pushing the white jerseys back, Scott.
Down to 10 of the play clock. As Cundy out there as the quarterback, the sophomore third stringer. Down to 2 on the play clock, down to 1, and they didn't get it off. Going to be delay of game against the Warriors. And another learning moment here for the young sophomore.
Well, it sure is. And this is one of the disadvantages of having him have to come all the way over to the sideline and back to the huddle, and then the huddle coming to the line of scrimmage, and then he's got to take a look at things. I mean, it's just so tediously time-consuming that they've got to really watch that clock.
Penalty number 3 for 15 yards against Washington. Jumbo formation to the left side in the slot for Washington. And they'll run it the other way. On the counter, Patrick to the 45-50. Spin move, gets to the Prairie side of the field. And Hunter Johnson brings him down as he gets down to the Prairie Hawk 43-yard line. And that's 13 more. They overloaded one side, ran to the other. And that'll be a Warrior pickup and make it second and 2 after the penalty.
And again, a nice kickout block by Ben Nassif at fullback, who was somewhat questionable for this game tonight.
Warriors without 3 starters on their offense. High formation for Washington. They'll go with a tight end to the left side. Short drop, Cundy to throw. Guns near side, caught. Nimmers, nice catch. Nimmers makes a man miss and steps out of bounds at the 32. Cundy has a good arm, and that goes for 11.
Threw that one on a bullet right out to the sideline, and Nimmers knew exactly what to do with it.
First varsity completion for that young man. Congratulations.
Well, his first completion was an interception, but I know what you're saying. So, yeah, he's got to be feeling better. He's throwing it to the right jersey now.
Now, Drew Dostal still down there. He's talking to Mo Blue and trying to get things taken care of and stretched out. I guess that's not Mo Blue. I beg your pardon. Mo's up in the box, isn't he?
Yes, he would be.
Twin receivers to the left. Here is Nassif on the trap and the fullback short gain to about the 30-yard line. He'll go for two. Time-consuming drive with the wind here for the Washington Warriors.
So just what they wanted to do is take the air out of the ball, let their young emergency quarterback from the sophomore team come up here and have some success, but yet still go down and find a way to get points on the board. Up 20-7 right now, you know, that maybe it's just a little still uncomfortable for them.
Second and eight. Now Jeff Downing back in the studio, who is an official, tells us five quarters. Cundy on the handoff, counter right. And Patrick dances his way for about four more down to the 26-yard line. And getting up off the bottom of the pile is Zach Gansky for Prairie.
Was the continuous clock in the sophomore game right after halftime?
Yes.
So we might be safe in assuming that he did not play the two quarters of the second half of that sophomore game and then would have three left here, so he'd be fine to finish out the game.
Could be.
But that's an assumption on our part.
That is an assumption. We're not keeping track of that. Third down four, Washington. 7:50, clock rolling here in the third. Wide side of the field to the left, twin receivers that way. Out of the eye, Cundy to throw. Going to throw deep left side, going for the end zone. Caught, touchdown Nimmers, over the shoulder catch on a beautiful throw by the sophomore who's getting a lot of hugs down below.
Yeah, basically a 26-yard fade to Nimmers right in the end zone. And, boy, that's going to boost his confidence, and Washington feeling very, very good when they see that.
And a third down conversion to boot. Warriors lead it 26-7 here. And now Washington might line up to go for two here. Now we got a penalty flag out. And did the Warriors have too many men in the huddle?
No, this is the sideline warning that's going to be enforced this time.
Perhaps Chuck and his crew know that there's a visitor from Central Iowa here tonight. Looking at this crew. That's our second, and that is a 5-yard penalty. So this will be a longer extra point, and actually Washington's going to forego the one-point try. They're going to go for two. Cundy under Grubel at center, trips to the right side, throws the quick out, incomplete. Nimmers tried for the one-handed catch, couldn't pull it in. And it stays 26-7. 7:39 to play in the third. Wash up 26-7 over Prairie. Back with a kickoff in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's to Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Back with you here from Kingston and Washington. The fifth-rated Warriors now lead at 26-7. Wash has scored on four out of five drives here tonight. And the one drive resulted in the interception on the fade route. Same pattern that went for the touchdown
and
right
they
there.
They were threatening. They were down inside the red zone on that as well. So
Prairie will get the ball off the Connor Guider kick with the wind here. So young Brian Cundy with the first completion of his career and the first touchdown pass. Good to have Isaiah Nimmers to throw it to for your first one. That's not a bad guy if you're going to pick one.
And he basically just laid it up there, put as much air under it as he could, and waited for Nimmers to run underneath it. Solid secondary coverage as well, but Nimmers just grabbed it.
They will kick it deep, but it will stay in the field of play at the 9-yard line. Hunter Johnson angling right, far side to the 20, to the 25, little hole. And gets across the 30 and close to the 35. And an injured Prairie Hawk right there, who's a little slow to get up. Going to be about a 25-yard return right along the Prairie sideline. And he was right in the pile where Hunter Johnson went out of bounds. And again, Prairie can ill afford any more injuries.
Well, it's not Hunter Johnson because he's out in the huddle, the offensive huddle right now, waiting for the play. And with so many white jerseys around there on the far side of the field, it's a little tough for us to get that right now. Alex is nearby, though, and he's awful good at this sort of thing.
Yep, and right now this Prairie is having their huddle there, and we'll try to eyeball who that young man is.
Yeah, they brought the offense over to the sideline because the injury for whoever the young Prairie Hawk is happened right literally on the side out-of-bounds line itself. And so they're trying to attend to him, and play cannot begin until he's attended to.
Yeah, he might have got kicked by Hunter Johnson accidentally on his way out of bounds.
Yeah, there were a lot of bodies flying at high velocities there into that Prairie sideline.
And I think it's Zach Gansky. And he is getting up very slowly. But we can double-check on that. And Alex, if you're down there, we can get a word in from you about the injured Prairie Hawk for sure.
Junior running back Zachary Gansky, who came off. It was a right leg injury. He could not put any weight on it as he was helped to the bench.
Yep, that is Zach Gansky. So he was Jalen Rima's substitute. Here's the fake and the keeper, and a big hit put on Nunemaker by Ian Thomas. That's a nominee for a Slobber Knocker Award tonight. That was a big stick.
He's had some nice hits defensively tonight for the Warriors. Came right up and met him at the line of scrimmage and put the wood to him.
Second down and 10. Prairie going into, which is now suddenly a big win from the north. And down 26-7. And coming in there now is Connor Choate on the offensive huddle for Prairie. Without Jalen Rima tonight, Hunter Johnson going to be in the Wildcat, and he will get it with a flag down, hands it off to Nunemaker, so the running back to the quarterback, and he's tossed down in the backfield. Good defensive play there by Connor Malcolm, and we'll see what the penalty's about. Came from the near side. It'll be motion against Prairie. I think if you're Wash, you might turn this down. That was a loss of three. But we shall see. And it will be turned down. So it'll be make it a 3rd and 13 coming up for Cedar Rapids Prairie. 6:43, clock stopped for the moment. And now it'll wind up. 26-7, Washington on top.
Well, Prairie's offense had so much momentum, I thought, going into halftime, Scott, that I'll bet Mark Bliss was kind of a little upset that he had to go into the locker room at halftime because kind of had a cooling off effect here, I think, on that offense as well.
Joe Meyer in the game, slot to the left side, down to 2 in the play clock, down to 1. They just get it off, and here is the handoff on the sweep, going to the right side, and nothing there for Trevor Northrup. He's going to lose about one more. Orion Vance. There's a pile. You can pretty much figure number 24 is at the bottom of it. He is the leading tackler coming in. 15 solos for a loss for Orion Vance.
Yeah, I like to use the analogy. He's like a cobra. He just strikes. He's so quick at what he does. But again, offensively there, Scott, Hunter Johnson back in the Wildcat and Nunemaker out at a split end receiver position.
And in the punt this time for Prairie will be Nunemaker. Twin safeties drop back for Wash at about the 33-yard line. Low snap, bounces back to the punter. He's in trouble but gets it away. A rugby-style kick. And he'll go out of bounds at about the 48. But good job by Nunemaker. Again, that baseball background comes into play. Got off a 20-yard punt.
Boy, he really had to do some improvisation there because that ball was hopping and skipping and jumping all over on the ground before it came to him. And then he had to turn around completely backwards because he was getting pressure from his left side. And so very wisely, he just tried the rugby-style punt off to the only direction that it could have been kicked.
Cundy back out there at quarterback for the Warriors, up 26-7. And Wash will scrimmage at their own 48-yard line, 1st and 10. Johnny Dobbs in there as the fullback, or the tailback. He'll get it right up the middle and into Prairie territory. Goes for about 5 down to the Hawk 47-yard line. Eric Kelly on the stop. Halftime score in the NFL into Indianapolis on top of Houston. That by a score of 13-10. Let's give Dobbs 6 on his 6th carry of the evening.
Houston didn't know that Hard Knocks was going to take on a whole new meaning after the HBO special, did
no
they?
No kidding.
What a rough year they've had to start off with.
And Houston leading Kansas City in the fifth inning. That by a score of 4-2. Second down and four for the Warriors. Straight ahead handoff to Dobbs. Angles right, 45. Cuts it back to the 40-yard line and brought down at about the 39 of Prairie. Jaden Goose on the stop. First down, Warriors. Number 15 of the night.
And again, offensive line for Washington really doing a nice job of bulldozing right now. Pushing the Prairie defense back. Counter Trey on that particular one. And Dobbs very patient to wait for the holes to develop.
So Warriors will line up with first and 10. At the Prairie 39 from the far hash, here's Tavion Stewart on the handoff and hit brought down. Good defensive play. And getting in there for Prairie was Mason Ram, 6'2", 195-pound senior defensive end.
He did a good job of making that bubble back by getting penetration on the left side of the line there. Hunter Johnson in on the play, kind of helping clean up there.
Rom brought him down back at the 40, so it's going to be a loss of a yard. Warriors up 26-7 and on the move at the Prairie 40 with a second and 11. Tight end left side, receivers left and right. Hand off, ooh, and the ball flies out. Picked up on the bounce by Prairie off the Dobbs fumble. Picking up Hunter Johnson, and Vance will get him from behind as Prairie comes up with the turnover. That ball was hit and went into the air 10 feet.
42, Eric Kelly came in and simultaneously wrapped his arms around the top and tackled the player and the football, which popped straight up into the air.
And Hunter Johnson was right there, scooped it up in a bounce, and took it back to the Warrior 36-yard line.
Second turnover tonight now for the Warriors. Gives good field position to the Prairie offense. Momentum starting to shift back towards Prairie once again now.
But the Hawks still in need of some points.
Yep, still down 26-7, and they need to score in this possession in the worst way.
First and 10, Prairie. Tight formation, and the direct snap goes to Northrop. Started up the middle, bounced to the outside. Not much, maybe a yard to the 35-yard line.
That quick-hitting dive that caused so much damage in the first half, and you can see that they talked about that and schooled up the defense, especially the interior there, and that's the first time that play's been stopped tonight.
Trevor Northrop on the night with 65 yards.
Most of them coming on that play.
All the Hawks looking to the sideline right now. Neunemaker's back in there at the quarterback spot. Pinter, Bolden, and Johnson all out to the right side. One receiver to the left. Shotgun snap, taking it himself. Neunemaker off the right side, slithering across the 30 and close to a first down. And Neunemaker takes it down to about the 27. I think he's going to be about a yard shy of the sticks.
Line judge right there pulling the ball back, and I do believe... No, Chuck Britton signaling the first down.
Yep, you're right. Gave him a pretty favorable spot, but the Hawks will take it. First down, Prairie. Down 26-7, 2:37 to play here in the third quarter. Prairie will go slot left side. And it'll be an I formation to the left of Neunemaker. Sends Johnson in motion. He'll hand it off to Johnson on the jet sweep. Starts left, cuts it back at the hash. And across the 25 to about the 24-yard line. Rain Weiland. And also in there on the stop for the Warriors was Connor Malcolm.
Hunter Johnson is being asked to do so much on both sides of the ball right now for Prairie, but he is the warrior of the Hawk team. Those are Mark Bliss's words, not mine. And Hunter Johnson, just maybe the ultimate competitor for the Prairie Hawks, leads by example, loves every aspect of football.
On the 8 in the play clock, a little bit of confusion here for Prairie. They'll go offset eye to the right. Man in motion, and Neunemaker to throw. Being chased by Dallas Hobbs, throws in the run and threw it away, and Hobbs buried the quarterback.
You got 6'6 bearing down on you like that, you're going to get rid of that ball too, I promise you.
Prairie going into the wind here. That was a big hit by Dallas Hobbs, who has really picked up his defensive play.
He's getting more physical as the year progresses.
Absolutely. And the Hawks will face third down and 9. 2 out of 5 on third down tries for Prairie. They send trips to the right. LaGrange, the lone receiver, to the left side. Nunemaker in the shotgun, gets a snap, looks right, throws, and it is caught by Hunter Johnson, but short of the first down. The wind got that ball, John, and pushed it toward the sideline.
Yes, it did. It hung it up there a little bit out to dry.
And he had to make the catch over the shoulder after a gain of 4.
That's a long pass for 4 yards.
No doubt Prairie will go for it. Field goal doesn't really do them a whole lot of good.
They've got to get, they have to find a way to get 5 yards here and keep those chains moving. They will be in the red zone if they do.
1:42 to play, third quarter. Warriors 26, Hawks 7. Fourth down and 4. From the Warrior 20 in the red zone. Trips left, one right. Timeout going to be taken here by Prairie. I believe Mark Bliss is going to talk things over. And we'll take a timeout as well. 1:42 to play in quarter number 3. It's Wash 26, Prairie 7. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
Are you searching for a new career? Do you want a career you love? Only at LaJames International College can you choose between a 3-day online or traditional 5-day cosmetology schedule and still graduate in 1 year. Keep your job while pursuing your career. Fall classes are starting soon in cosmetology, massage therapy, and aesthetics. Go to ljic.edu to book a tour at our Cedar Rapids or Iowa City campuses today. Find what you love. Love what you find at LJIC.
Talking about the wind.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium. Prairie with a big play right here, fourth down and about 4. Need to take it inside the Wash 16, and they've got it on the 20-yard line here.
Yeah, and all of a sudden they're going into the teeth of a very strong north wind. It is coming straight out of the north.
Hockey season's here, John.
Yes, it is.
Got started last night. All right. Prairie will line up on the 20-yard line. Same formation. Northrop the lone setback. 3 receivers to the right side. Wide side of the field to the left. Warriors bringing the blitz. And Nunemaker on the keeper. Going to the short side. Turns the corner and he got the first down. Got the first down marker before he was hit and pushed out of bounds. Believe by Isaiah Nimmers.
Courtesy of a nice seal block by Trevor Northrop out there that sprung him for that last 2 yards that were critical in moving the chains.
First down, Prairie. And they will have it on the Warrior 15-yard line.
Nunemaker is so tough. He knows exactly what he's got to do when his number is called, and he's got to run it. And he's like a missile. He's always got that great body lean, and he's so quick, and he loves for a quarterback to get action.
There is a direct snap, and off the right side for a yard, maybe. That time was Nunemaker. Actually, they're going to say he was hit right at the 15-yard line.
Hello, Orion Vance, who stood him up and pancaked him on his back.
So no gain that time. And it'll be second down and 10.
Easy to forget Orion Vance is only a junior, isn't it? Man, I got to think there's some D1 schools that got to be looking at him already.
Oh, and licking their chops.
Because he's got the size, he's got the speed, the ability. And I think he's got a long way before he's done growing yet.
He's got a little nasty to him, too, as Coach White would like to say. Second down, 10. At the 15-yard line. Warriors with the 4-man front. 4 to play on the play clock. Here is the jet sweep give to Hunter Johnson. Turns the corner, 10, breaks a tackle, and he's going to go. Touchdown, Prairie. Into the wind. Nice. And a beautifully executed drive by the Prairie Hawks.
And yet again, another perfect seal block on Dallas Hobbs by Trevor Northrop.
15 yards on that touchdown run.
Northrop doesn't get the ball much at all on this drive, but he had 2 seal blocks on the 2 key plays when they needed them. That'll never show up in the statistics.
Hunter Johnson with his fifth rushing touchdown of the year. 26-13, and Prairie with the swinging gate. They'll show going for two, and now they will try the field goal. Or the extra point, I should say. Within two scores with 45 seconds to play. Good snap. Placed down, and the kick is up and good into the wind. And that drive, 2 minutes and 45 seconds, and came off the Warrior turnover.
Back to a two-possession game with a whole quarter and 45 seconds left.
Yeah, there's plenty of time left here for Prairie. You're listening to high school football tonight on 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM Cedar Rapids. As our beautiful Week 7 Thursday night has turned into a chilly affair here at Kingston.
A lot of blankets and sweatshirts coming out in the stands below us.
Kids were not prepared.
No. They are resplendent in their pink and dusty orange, however, or dusty rose, however.
Yes, they are. But we're not prepared, I don't think, for the chillier temperatures that have descended upon.
This front has come through in about the last 15 or 20 minutes, and there's no precipitation involved with it, but it is coming through with some gale force winds that have Old Glory standing up straight from north to south here in the south end zone of Kingston.
So we'll get ready for the Prairie kickoff here with 45 seconds to play in quarter number three. And the Warriors will get it back one more time before the end of the third quarter. Collette will tee it up at the 40-yard line. Gets the ready-for-play signal and the approach and the kick into the wind. Wins is going to knock it down. Bounce at the 20. Nimmers under it at the 21. Coming to the right side. Got a block. Turns it up at the 30 and ankle tackled at the 31-yard line by Chance Halfhill, who made the stop on special teams after the 10-yard return by Nimmers. So, first and 10, Washington up 26-14.
Brian Cundy coming back out. I think Drew Dossel's night is over, Scott.
T.J. Vogel did not dress tonight. Backup quarterback Drew Dossel injured. That in the second quarter of play. Patrick in there, tail the tandem in the eye. And Cundy back to throw. Rolling to the right side, throws sideline, and a strike to Isaiah Nimmers for a pickup of 12. That was a big-time throw.
Like he's been doing it his entire life. He just rolled out on the run and threw the bullet strike to Nimmers on the sideline.
First down, Washington. On the 43-yard line. And Cundy, 3 out of 4 with a touchdown and an interception and 49 yards.
Getting more confidence as his night on the field goes on, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Trey Leonard to the left, Nimmers to the right side, down to 3 in the play clock. And they do get it off. Cundy with a pump fake. In trouble and down he's going to go. Hunter Johnson in there first for the Prairie Hawks. Also, Mason Rahm was in there for Prairie. And that will take us to the end of the third quarter of play with the loss of 8 right there. And through 3, it is Cedar Rapids, Washington, 26. Cedar Rapids, Prairie, 14. We'll come back with the fourth quarter after this minute break. You're listening to high school football on KGYM.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
The Xavier Saints can clinch the Class 3A District 4 title this Friday night right here on KGYM. This is Scott Unich. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 7 with the pregame as Class 3A number 3 rated Xavier hosts Dubuque Wallard. The unbeaten Saints at 5-0 clash with their Mississippi Valley Conference brethren Wallard on homecoming with a chance to take the district crown. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Dubuque Wallard at number 3 Xavier. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium as we open the fourth quarter. Cedar Rapids, Washington, fifth rated on top of Cedar Rapids Prairie, 26-14. Second down and 18. Cundy still in there on the delayed handoff, and this time Patrick hit right at the point of attack by Jaden Goose, the sophomore linebacker, the two-year starter, and brings him down right there. The total yards through three quarters, unofficially, 269 total yards for the Washington Warriors, 209 for the Prairie Hawks. And now Wash goes into the wind here for the fourth quarter.
Well, Cundy must not have played in the second half of that sophomore game because this will be his third quarter of the varsity game tonight.
Yes, it will. Third down and long. Third and 18 for Washington. Twins left. Out of the eye. Cundy to throw. Rolling to the left. Going to throw deep. Down the sidelines going for Nimmers and incomplete. Hunter Johnson was stride for stride with Isaiah Nimmers.
Ball just a little underthrown, but that's a tough throw for a sophomore playing his first varsity ball, who's rolling out to his left and throwing with his right arm across his body to the far side of the field.
And into a 25-mile-per-hour wind.
And into a wind. And he still was close to having it completed.
Pretty good. The future is bright at quarterback.
This will be the first punt tonight for the Warriors.
We'll get a word with Alex coming up after this punt. Warriors will punt into the wind. Ross Kennedy's first boot of the night. A pretty good one. A beautiful spiral. Back to the 25-yard line. Dancing left. Back up to the middle. DeBolden, 30 to the 35. And he brings it back about 15 yards there for Cedar Rapids Prairie after a beautiful punt right there by Ross Kennedy. And we'll go down to Alex. Alex, we got a lot of wind down there. Just how bad are the elements right now?
First down at Penn Prairie from about the 39-yard line.
We'll get a report coming up. It's bad.
Yes, it is, as evidenced by that silence.
I think it's playing havoc with the sound waves here. Hunter Johnson going in motion, low snap, and the keeper starting up the middle, kicking it to the outside, Northrop, 45 to the 50, and brought out of bounds by Tavian Patrick, who chased him down at the 44-yard line.
Boy, and there is some breakaway speed by Trevor Northrop. That play had nothing blocked in front of him. He just bounced it to the outside, and with his sprinter speed went down the Warrior sideline.
And that will be a first down run.
He's had several 20-yard-plus runs tonight.
First down Prairie in Warrior territory. Still only down 26-14. Slot left, eye formation. Direct snap, Nunemaker angling left. Takes it to the 40-yard line. Still on his feet. Malcolm throws him down at the Washington 37. This is a little bit what Kennedy did.
It is.
To Washington. Just a little bit of a look.
Yeah, nothing fancy right now from Mark Bliss's team. Just packing everybody in tight, coming off the ball low and hard, and letting either Northrop or the quarterback run the ball straight ahead.
Second down and a long two. Johnson coming in motion to the left. Direct snap to Northrop, and he's got a first down. Off right tackle inside the 35 and dives to the 33 for four more.
That'll move the chains yet again for Prairie.
And the Hawks will get a first down.
Heard Mark Bliss at halftime say that they wanted to get some ball control and keep the possessions away from Washington. They've done just that.
First and 10 at the Warrior 33 with the win. Off the fake, Nunemaker to throw. Going to throw down the middle. The wind's got it, and incomplete. That was a jump ball. And that made the receiver and the defender turn left, and then turn back to the right, and then turn back to the left at the end.
Mm-hmm. Very nearly picked off in the end zone by Trey Leonard. But with that stiff wind at his back, just a little too much air under it for anybody to come down with it.
I like the play call.
Some nice play faking off of that that froze everybody in the secondary for Washington.
So it'll be second down, and here is Johnson coming left on the end around, and he'll take it down to about the 31-yard line. And that will set up third and long again as we go under 10 minutes to play in the game. Wash up 26-14 over Prairie. And four down territory, needless to say here, Prairie down by 12. Hawks will send twins to the left, two receivers to the right. Man in motion. Low snap. Nunemaker looks. Now is going to run. Starts up the middle, coming to the left, and brought down short of the first down. Got a couple there. And he will be brought down at the 29-yard line. Going to be still fourth down and a long six for Prairie.
I think Nunemaker wanted to throw the quick out there, but good coverage by Washington's secondary smothered that. Nunemaker really had no recourse except to tuck that ball under, try and get a little something. But, yeah, the fourth and six here now from the 29 of Wash.
We're going to get a Prairie timeout. Hawks are going to talk it over. We'll take a 30-second break. 8:42 to play in the ball game. Washington 26 and Prairie 14. Back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Well, you made an observation, John, during the break. Mo Blue is indeed on the sideline for the second half down there, and he's talking with his Warrior defenders.
In an animated fashion, too. I think mostly his linebackers in his secondary right now for maybe coming and getting a little caught up in this run game that's going on. They're cheating up a little bit. Maybe they need to be back in their coverages, so to speak. Departure for him, however, though, not being up in the press box with Paul James as they have been all season.
Fourth down for Prairie. Hawks will go. And again, they're going to go with the trips left, trips right, and only three linemen. And now they're going to empty the backfield. Here's the throw to Hunter Johnson through his hands. Now, is that a lateral?
I think it is.
It is. And Johnson in trouble. Down he goes. Now the ball comes loose. Squirts loose. Picked up by Washington. Ian Thomas will bring it down the left sideline. He's going the other way. Got a block. Penalty flag down. It is a touchdown, but probably going to come back. A little ways anyway.
Oh, and Tyler Nunemaker picked up the flag and threw it after the touchdown. Seemingly the touchdown, and I don't know if one of the other officials saw that, but that is an absolute no-no. You do not ever pick up an official's flag and throw it.
So it was a lateral. That might have been a double pass situation, John, but Johnson had to take it, and it's going to be a loss of five, and then the turnover.
And I did not see a second flag come out after Nunemaker, and they are signaling the touchdown now.
And it's going to be a chop block on Prairie and then an unsportsmanlike conduct on Prairie.
Yeah, and that is the result of Nunemaker picking up the flag after it was thrown and throwing it himself.
You don't see a chop block very often on a return.
No, you don't. Not from a defender.
So Ian Thomas will take it back, and it will be about a 60-yard fumble return for the touchdown. And that might just seal the deal for the fifth-rated Warriors. As that thing turned in a hurry. as the fumble. And the officials still talking things over. Now we're ready for play as Ross Kennedy will kick. So lightning striking. Ian Thomas has had a good night tonight, the 5'7", 175-pounder. And into the wind, the kick is good, and Wash now up 33-14. With 8:23 to play here in the game. What a turn of events.
Well, Prairie, unfortunately, was moving the ball down the field, and in a two-possession game, they could have turned this into a one-possession game had they converted on that and ended up scoring. Instead, the fumble goes down the field and is returned for a touchdown, and I think we look back maybe at the end of this game and say that that was the final nail in the coffin, perhaps, that turned this game over for sure to Washington. And, of course, anything's possible, but, boy, what a turn of events. I mean, that's a possibly a 14-point swing. And note to those of you who are young and playing football still in your developmental years, you do not ever pick up an official's flag and throw it. That is an absolute no-no.
Frustration.
Frustration on Nunemaker's part, and I don't mean to pick on him. He's had a tremendous game, but you cannot, you have to stay within yourself. You cannot let that frustration boil over. And so now, as a result of that, the ball is going to be doubly enforced on the kickoff, and Washington is going to kick, believe it or not, Scott, Washington is going to kick off from the Prairie 30-yard line. Have you ever seen that?
I've seen two things tonight I've never seen before in a high school football game. Two things.
You got to onside kick if you're Washed, don't you? And you're up 33-14, but don't you have to almost onside kick?
I agree. And not to rub it in or
no,
anything.
No, you're not trying to rub it in, but you've got to do an onside kick. You're kicking off to Prairie on their own 30-yard line. That's unheard of.
And look how they are setting up. Guider's got it on its side next to the tee, so this is going to be an onsider at the 30-yard line. And he will squib it down there, and it will go out of bounds. And
nobody touched it.
Penalty flag will come out. Nice dive there by Nick Bjornson.
It just scooted along the ground. It never got the little bounce that everybody wants to, you know, have the ball go up in the air so that you can have a chance to run under it and get it.
So Prairie will have it at the 20-yard line. No, check that. Prairie will get it actually probably at the 40 or 35.
Well, 35.
At the 35-yard line. So the Hawks gained 5 yards on that exchange.
Oh, my. You know, this is just further proof that if you stay in it long enough, Scott, you see it all.
Now, Mark Bliss wants an explanation. I think he's listening to us. Now, why isn't that going to be at the 35-yard line?
Well, the Washington defense has walked back to the 35-yard line. They expect it to be there.
Chuck Britton's talking things over with Mark Bliss. And
Mark Bliss has been around and seen it all, too.
Yes, he has. Still talking things over down there.
Chuck Britton's crew's been around and seen it all. We're talking about a lot of veteran coaches and officials and people here tonight that are just bumfuzzled by what's going on at this juncture.
There's Chuck with the old gate. And it's going to be marked at the 18-yard line.
Well, fascinating. I'm sorry I don't have the explanation for that, Scott.
I don't either.
I do not have an explanation. How they kick it out of bounds when no one touched it on a kickoff, and it doesn't, I mean, but the ball's going to be taken over at the 18-yard line by Prairie's offense.
Warriors came out of that one smelling like a rose. So first down for Prairie, and they will scrimmage from the 18. Northrop the lone back. Nunemaker sends Pinter in motion, starts left, now comes back, and sets up in the right side slot. Mixon in there as the blocking back, and here's the end around to Pinter. Starts up the middle, kicks it outside, and ridden down as he gets couple out to about the 20-yard line. Two for number two. Right there.
Scott, the officials have to have ruled that somebody from Prairie's return team touched that before it went out, didn't they? That's what the ruling has to be.
I'll go with that. Eight minutes to play.
I thought it went through everybody's hands and no one got a piece of it.
Second down and eight from the 20. Tight formation just inside the hash mark. Low snap, and Neunemaker is going to have to take it himself. Ooh. He lost the football. Scooped up by Ackerman. It's going to be another scoop six for Washington.
Yep, that's a touchdown, folks.
And Neunemaker is down still at about the 17-yard line.
Neunemaker was wrapped up from behind and windmilled down, and the ball came up again. And on one bounce, Ackerman grabbed it and just jaunted into the end zone. Neunemaker, unfortunately, is still down holding his right hip.
So a 60-yard fumble return followed by a 17-yard fumble return. And things have gone from bad to worse for Prairie.
Yeah, the walls are just caving in on Prairie now.
And Matt Ackerman gets the six on that one. And more importantly, Tyler Neunemaker down for Prairie. And this has been beyond crazy. Alex Kuhn is down on the sideline. Alex, we have seen two scoop sixes here in the last two drives, and this is weird. I think we need a new battery for Alex. I think it fritzed out on him.
Yeah, Alex is talking to us right now, but we're not hearing anything. It's got to be a battery issue that we're going to have to rectify here. And the good news for Prairie is that Tyler Neunemaker is up and walking off now under his own power.
Yeah, a little groggy, though.
Kind of holding his right arm up a little bit, too.
And he has been a warrior tonight. No pun intended.
So we're going to probably see Dakota Simonson, I'm guessing, here on the next series.
Yeah. The extra point try by Kennedy is on the way. A line driver, no good. Missed it off to the left, so it saves 39-14 here in favor of Wash. 7:38 to play. And we have seen two consecutive fumble recoveries and returns for a touchdown. One from 60 yards by Ian Thomas. The other one, Matt Ackerman from 17.
Well, Prairie has fought the good fight this entire game, but the wall's just starting to cave in now. And hopefully for Tyler Neunemaker, he's not sustained any injury that is going to be debilitating. But at this point in the game, I'd just be very surprised if we don't see backup Dakota Simonson come in.
And the Hawks, they've got two big games coming up. Muscatine next week at home, and then maybe one that could determine a playoff spot with a Tumwa. It did last year.
Yes. A couple of big games ahead of them, but right now in the short term, they've got to find a way to finish out tonight. In the last 7 minutes and 38 seconds here of the fourth quarter with the Warriors up 39-14.
And the Warriors will get it back. Or, excuse me, we'll kick it off here to Prairie. As kicking it off will be Guider. Won't be an onside kick this time as Wash leads 39-14. You don't see 39 thrown on the board very often either.
You don't see Wash miss a couple of kicked extra points very often either.
Got the ball falling off the tee. It's got to be cold. Amy Faulkner's down there with a blanket, the Warrior volleyball coach.
It's funny in the sense that when we came into the stadium tonight, as the sophomore game was finishing up, it was a beautiful, calm, warm evening.
It was 74 degrees. Another squib kick, and one of the upbacks will fall on it. That's Connor Choate at about the 35-yard line. And that's where Prairie will put it into play. And we'll see who's coming out for the Hawks. Playing without Jalen Reima tonight. Keep in mind, Prairie could also just go with the direct snap in this single-wing offense. Although, out there right now is Dakota Simonson. And he will make his entrance. So Prairie down to their second-string quarterback. Wash is down to their sophomore quarterback. Sometimes it's a tough game. From the 35-yard line, Simonson on the handoff. Johnson on the end around, and Johnny Dobbs puts him down right at the line of scrimmage. We'll pick our slobber knocker coming up at the conclusion of this one. Had a feeling Mr. Orion Vance might be involved in this thing.
He has really had a wonderful night.
Ian Thomas
scored a touchdown on a nice tight end seam pattern early in the game, and but just been a real force, as he always is, defensively for Mo Blue's defense.
Coming up on 7 minutes to play here in the game. Second down and 10. Warriors with a five-man front. Direct snap. And off the right side, a couple. That time for Simonson. So he will get his number called right there. And make it a third down. Prairie looks as though they will fall to 2-5. And Wash will go to 6-1, and the Warriors, congratulations, will be in the playoffs.
Right now, I think everybody just wants to get healthy, especially Prairie. They're just holding it together right now with baling wire and duct tape, Scott.
Ty Bolden and Hunter Johnson stacked to the right side. They send Johnson in motion. He'll get it on the sweep. Coming left, 35, lowers the shoulder at the 40, and going to be short of the first down. Got about 4 yards. And fourth down coming up for Prairie in about 3. As we tick to 5:50 to play in the game. No indication of a punt yet. Now, Neunemaker is one of the punters.
That's correct.
Hunter Johnson can punt. He's punted this year. Punted tonight once, I believe.
Not much Hunter Johnson hasn't done for the Prairie Hawks here in about every facet of football this year for Mark Bliss and his staff.
Mark's going to let the play clock go down a little bit more. It's down to 8. And I think he's going to take his final timeout here. And he will. So timeout Prairie. That is their final timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:18 to play here in the ball game. Fifth rated Washington 39 and Prairie 14. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM Sports.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and things they forgot to get clean in the spring.
I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters. And you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Back with you. We'll talk with the winning coach. Looks like it's going to be Paul James coming up at the conclusion of this one here tonight, as his Washington Warriors lead 39-14 in a game that's really been a lot closer than this, John.
Well, it seems like it, but when you look at the scoreboard, it tells a little different tale, doesn't it?
Yep. 2 fumble returns. Fourth down, Prairie going for it. They're going to come up short.
Nope, got close, but that forward progress is not going to get it.
Going to be a couple yards short of the first down with Trevor Northrup. And the Hawks will give it up on downs. With 5:10 to play. And Washington will get it back. Imagine we'll see a few backups in there. Well, perhaps not. Keon Wills coming back in there. Aries is still in there. And the Warriors will have it on the 44-yard line of Cedar Rapids Prairie. First down and 10 from the right hash mark. Out of the eye, and a broken play, and Cundy's going to have to just keep it himself, and is going to get coupled before Cameron LaGrange will put him down and crumple him up. That didn't look too good. There's a lot for Wash to work on as we get ready for next week in week number 8.
One of the things that will help them enormously if they do in fact have Brian Cundy come in again is to allow him a week to learn all of the signals that come in so he doesn't have to keep running back and forth from sideline to sideline every play to go back to the huddle.
4.5 to play in the ball game. Wash up 39-14. Out of the eye. Here is the counter. Johnny Dobbs turns it up at the hash marks at the 40. Spins off the pile and down to about the Prairie 37-yard line. So an 8-yard run. Dobbs is over 50. Tavian Patrick is just short of 100 tonight.
Prairie's exhausted their timeouts, and so Washington pretty much can do what they want if they keep the chains moving here on this with the clock just ticking under 4 minutes left.
Third and two for the Warriors. And they will have it at the Prairie 37-yard line. Keon Wills to the left. Nimmers to the right. And out of the eye. Hand off. Second back through. And up the middle. Dobbs to the 30-yard line. Good cut back at the 25 to the 20. And brought down at the Prairie 16-yard line. That'll be a 21-yard scamper on third down. And Wash moves the chains again.
Good reminder of just how powerful Johnny Dobbs is. Plays linebacker the whole game, but then comes in and uses his 225 or 30 pounds to just bowl people over when he's running the ball as well.
So that'll give Washington their 18th first down. Warriors are 5 of 7 on third downs tonight. Down to 7 of the play clock. They'll take it all the way down. Prairie showing blitz from the outside. Toss sweep to Dobbs. Starts outside. Cuts back at the 15. And Dobbs down to about the 13-yard line. Go for three more. Wash will get their third win in a row in this particular series. Won the last two go-rounds, the last two seasons.
Rush is going to be looking to go down to Bates Field at City High next week. There'll be a big showdown in that district. And then they finish up with bottom dweller Burlington. So
right here at Kingston.
That's right, back at home.
Probably will be for the district championship next week down in Iowa City. And the handoff and a fumbled football. Tavion Stewart got leveled right as he got the handoff. And we'll see who's got the football. And coming through there, I believe that was Cam LaGrange and Prairie. Thought they had it, but the Warriors will get it back.
Boy, how they got that back is amazing. Tavion Stewart was met at the handoff. Never even got a chance to scoop the ball away from the quarterback's hands.
And into the third quarter, the Colts lead the Texans 20-17. Under two to play in the game. Third down, 11. Coming up. And the Warriors will keep it on the ground. They hand it off to Johnny Dobbs. Starts to the left. Pursued and brought down. After a gain of a couple. Tell you what, Ty Bolden and Jaden Goose have not given up for the Prairie defense. They're down there still chasing after Johnny Dobbs.
This whole Prairie team has been scratching and clawing for everything that they're worth tonight. You know, it hasn't been for a lack of effort. It hasn't been for a lack of spirit that they find themselves down 39-14 here as we tick very close to the one-minute mark.
Down to 12 on the play clock. Fourth down and 9, and Wash will go for it here. As we hit 1 minute to play here in the ball game. Dobbs behind Stewart and Cundy to pass. Rolls to the right side, throws toward the pylon, and incomplete. Diving attempt made over there by Isaiah Nimmers, but short. And that will give over to Prairie on downs with 48 seconds to play. And the Hawks will have it at about the 15-yard line. Well, a lot of things to work on if you're the Warriors.
Main one is getting healthy, Scott.
Yeah. Wasn't a clean game tonight by Washington.
Well, the good news is they've got an extra day. Both teams have an extra day before next week, and so they'll certainly use that to rehab, and ice is going to be their best friend for a lot of these guys. The training room is going to be pretty full on both sides here tonight.
Prairie will have it first and 10, 15-yard line. And a direct snap, and Northrop takes it off the right side. I think we're seeing coaching sheets going out the windows now. Northrop goes for four. Maybe one more play coming up in our ball game here tonight. And we will talk to Paul James coming up at the conclusion of our contest here at Kingston Stadium. Warriors will go to 6-1, and final play of the night is a bad snap, and Simonson will go and retreat and fall on it. And that's going to do it for our Thursday night Week 7 ball game here at Kingston. Final score, Washington 39 and Prairie 14. We'll take a 90-second break and come back and have the postgame show for you from Kingston right after this here on KGYN.
If you're not happy at work, why are you still there? Come work for an industry leader in the manufacturing of home appliances. Whirlpool Corporation in Amana, Iowa. Make world-class products for Whirlpool Corporation. They're hiring now for third shift production team, Sunday through Thursday, midnight to 7 a.m. Feel what it's like to take pride in your job, the products you make, and your team. It's time for something better. Apply online at WhirlpoolCareers.com. Start being happy at your job. Join Whirlpool. Equal opportunity employer. Pre-employment drug test required.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
The Xavier Saints can clinch the Class 3A District 4 title this Friday night right here on KGYM. This is Scott Unanch. Join John Hagerty and me this Friday at 7 with the pregame as Class 3A number 3 rated Xavier hosts Dubuque Wallard. The unbeaten Saints at 5-0 clash with their Mississippi Valley Conference brethren Wallard on homecoming with a chance to take the district crown. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Dubuque Wallard at number 3 Xavier. Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
All right, we're back on the postgame show. Let's go down to Alex Kuhn with the victorious head coach Paul James.
Coach, you come away with a pretty big victory, 39-14 after your backup quarterback goes out. You bring in the sophomore, but your defense comes in up big at a big time. How big was that?
Oh, we had it's a good win. You know, we are obviously our offense was limited, but you know, we came through. We had a couple nice plays there on scooping scores, and so you know, it all turned out good in the end.
I'll let you get back to your team, but congratulations, coach.
You bet. Thanks.
Paul James, not real thrilled, I think, with the win. He'll take it, but a lot of things to work on tonight.
You know, there's coaches are perfectionists, Scott. They want to see, as the season progresses, everything get better, tighter, more disciplined. And right now there's just so many things that Washington has that he would like to fix. And some of it he can fix, and some of it he's powerless to fix, like the injuries that are rampant on his team right now. And that's what's frustrating as a coach, is the injuries. And I will tell you from experience that there's nothing you can do about it but try and coach up all the guys that are healthy. And right now that's what they're doing. Wash is doing a great job of that. And the guys that stepped in tonight, they're going to take a look at this film tomorrow, and they're going to learn from it. And they've got a nice depth on the Washington team, and so this in the long run could end up being a blessing in a way down the road, but they need to get everybody healthy right now. And what's interesting is that before Paul James addressed the team, TJ Vogel got up and had a few things that as they were all kneeled down, he wanted to say to the guys, and now Paul James is addressing them. But you know what, you take a win. Yeah, a win is a win right now, and especially in district play, you've just got to keep that forward momentum going, and so he can't be too upset with this tonight. I think it's just the injuries that are frustrating for Paul right now.
Very frustrating indeed, and got a couple of more nicks tonight. Both teams did. I mean, this was a rock 'em sock 'em game. There was a lot of pad popping down there.
Well, you always know that you're going to get that when you play Prairie, because they just have a tradition that never graduates over there of playing physical football. And Jim Dostal's picked up right where all of his predecessors have left off, and he came in tonight along with the offense of Mark Bliss, and they scratched and clawed and gave everything that they had as a team tonight. For them to get 14 points on the board, maybe could have had a few more, but you know what? They played a physical style of ball tonight, and with their injury problems and having to make the shifts and moves and last-minute changes and on-the-fly things that have to go on, you know, that's frustrating for them as well. But kudos to Prairie, who came out here tonight and really had a good showing, gave everything that they had to give. And, I mean, you're disappointed when you lose and you've got all the injuries that they have, but Mark Bliss can go home tonight back to College Community and say, you know what, I've got our guys given as much as they have to give for us.
Well, let's take a look at our final stats in the ball game tonight, won by the Washington Warriors 39-14 over Cedar Rapids Prairie, as now Washington will go to 6-1 on the year, 3-0 in the district, and the Warriors have secured a playoff spot no matter what happens for the rest of the year. Prairie 2-5, they are now 1-2 in district play. Total yards tonight, 296 for the Warriors, and for Prairie, 242 in the ball game. And for Washington, 204 yards on the ground, unofficially 92 through the air. Before the injury, Drew Dostal was 3-for-4 for 43 yards and two touchdowns, one to Orion Vance, the other one to Isaiah Nimmers. Nimmers caught two touchdowns in this ball game here tonight and also did a very good job on the defensive side of things. Nimmers, 4 catches, 60 yards, 2 touchdowns. Stewart caught one for 9, and Orion Vance caught one for 23 and a score. For Washington on the ground, we mentioned 204 yards total, led by Tavian Patrick tonight with 11 carries, 91 yards, and a touchdown. Johnny Dobbs, 12 carries, 64 yards. Drew Dostal carried it 5 times for 44 yards. Nassif carried it 2 times for a total of 8 yards in the game, and Wills carried it once for 6. Warriors with 18 first downs, penalized 4 times for 20 yards, and committed 2 turnovers, 1 interception, and 1 fumble. For the Prairie Hawks tonight, 242 total yards, 177 on the ground, 65 through the air. Tyler Neunemaker tonight, 5 out of 9 for 65 yards and one touchdown. That went to Jake Pinner, who caught 3 for 51 tonight. And then a catch apiece for Gansky and for Johnson. On the ground, Trevor Northrup, 11 carries, 88 yards. Hunter Johnson, 12 carries, 22 yards and a touchdown. Neunemaker, 17 carries, 69 yards tonight for Prairie in the game. Hawks with 12 first downs. They were penalized 3 times for 35 yards, 1 sack, and Prairie committed 3 turnovers in the ball game tonight. And all 3 led directly to Washington touchdowns. And that's your one of your differences in the game here tonight. Third down conversions, Prairie was 2 of 8. Washington was 5 out of 8. Prairie 1 for 2 on fourth down. Washington also 1 for 2. And time of possession, nearly a push. 24 minutes, 19 seconds for Prairie. 23 minutes, 41 seconds for Cedar Rapids, Washington. Scoring went like this. Warriors scored in their first two possessions of the game. First one off of Prairie turnover, off a fumble, went 38 yards. Drew Dostal hit Isaiah Nimmers from 11 yards out to make it 7-0. After a Prairie punt, the Warriors got a short field again and took it 46 yards. Dostal to Orion Vance and made it 14-0. Then Prairie got on the board on a nice sustained 83-yard drive. Neunemaker to Pinter from 5 yards out. Collette with the extra point to make it 14-7. And the Warriors put it up to 20-7 just ahead of halftime on a Tavian Patrick 15-yard run. And that made it 20-7 at the break. Warriors came out, scored first on the opening drive. Brian Cundy, his first varsity touchdown pass to Isaiah Nimmers from 26 yards out. The two-point try was no good. It was 26-7 at that point. Prairie got back into it, made it 26-14 on a Hunter Johnson 15-yard run after a turnover. And that made it 26-14, as I mentioned. But then Wash got the two scoop and scores back-to-back. Ian Thomas from 60 yards out. Matt Ackerman from 17 yards out. And that made the final 39-14. We need to pick our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor player of the game. And it's brought to you by Happy Joe's. Got to see Bill Bark down there on the sidelines. Talked to him before the varsity contest tonight. He'll be supplying the pizza to the Eastern Iowa Airport tailgate tour at Xavier tomorrow. It won't last very long.
Yeah, you better get there early.
Trust me on that one. And thanks to Bill and everybody at Happy Joe's. And I made a last-second change.
You did?
I did. How about Isaiah Nimmers tonight?
You know, he's just, for 3 years, been a go-to guy. I'll tell you what, when he's on the field, he makes things happen. And they're not just on offense or defense. Both sides, he's an impact player, Scott.
Yep, so congratulations. He did a whale of a job on the defensive end, did a good job catching the ball as well. He had 2 touchdowns tonight and helped leading Washington to this 39-14 win over the Prairie Hawks. We'll take a final break and come back and wrap things up, let you know who our slobber knocker of the game is as well. Final score, fifth-rated Cedar Rapids, Washington 39, Cedar Rapids, Prairie 14. And back after this here on KGYM.
Two of the three teams tied at the top of Class 4A District 7 collide this Friday night on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Join Brent Balbinon and Gary Fickle this Friday night at 7 as Dubuque Hempstead takes on Iowa City West from Trojan Field. Both the Trojans and Mustangs are unbeaten in the district, along with Pleasant Valley. The winner of this one will keep their title hopes alive. That's high school football, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Dubuque Hempstead at Iowa City West, Friday night at 7 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM.
Sunday, the AFC North rivalry is renewed when Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens square off against the Cleveland Browns. Hi, this is Tom McCarthy of Westwood One. Join Ross Tucker and me for all the action from M&T Bank Stadium. Can the Ravens ride the momentum of their Week 3 win against the Pittsburgh Steelers? Or will the Browns get back on track after dropping 2 straight? Tune in to find out. Ravens, Browns, if it's the NFL, it's right here.
The Browns at the Ravens on KGYM, brought to you by Wirtz, Steak & Anderson Law Firm. www.wirtzlaw.com.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, Bob Brooks Press Box, as the Washington Warriors win it tonight over the Prairie Hawks, 39-14. And time now to award our slobber knocker of the game. And it's brought to you by Mr. B's. They are the home of Sam's Pizza. And you can call them at 366-8406 or stop by their location, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest. He's a leading tackler, and he created havoc again tonight. And that is the junior, Orion Vance. He was outstanding on defense and laid the wood a few times.
He's a cobra. He just strikes, and he comes from out of nowhere. And when his number's called, it's going to be a sure sack or tackle for a loss. But even when he's just playing with reckless abandon, I'll tell you what, there's got to be all kinds of Division I teams looking at him. He's just a force on the field.
So congratulations to Orion Vance. He is the winner of our Slobber Knocker Award tonight, brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza. Well, Warriors win. They go to 6-1. Congratulations. We have our second Metro team, John, into the playoffs. We'll see the first one tomorrow night over at Saints Field, as it'll be Cedar Rapids Xavier, the unbeaten second-rated Saints, as they will host Dubuque Wallard.
It's going to be fun, and as we get farther down the road here, I'm already looking ahead to that first round of the playoffs, Scott. Is it possible if both Wash and Kennedy come up finishing with the wins that we would have the doubleheader out here again for round one?
I got to think we will have our second doubleheader in, 3 years?
We've done it before. I don't know why they wouldn't do it again.
Yep, and that looks to be we're on a collision course, I think, to have a doubleheader on opening night of the playoffs here at Kingston Stadium. But we don't want to put the cart ahead of the
horse. That's right. First, we got to get out to Saints Field and have some fun with Dwayne Schulte's team.
We get to see Air Schulte tomorrow night.
Air Schulte? What kind of a oxymoron is that? They love to run the ball down your throat and play defense. Now all of a sudden they're throwing the ball over the air? Oh, that's right. Bryce Schulte has got the ball in the air for Dad.
He's getting to where he's putting his name in the record book right up there along with Big Brother Reggie.
And he's only a junior.
That's right. Only a junior. And got a few snaps as a freshman. But we will see Bryce Schulte and Malachi Wilson and the Xavier Saints coming up tomorrow night. Lots of speed in the skill positions. Speed, I think, that even the really top-notch teams that Xavier has had may not have had this much speed in the skill position.
There's no doubt that's true, but I think also Dwayne Schulte, I don't want to take words out of his mouth, but he would tell you, I think that his line has made some very good progress this year. Last year at this point, they were struggling. They were looking for some answers in their offensive line, and we can talk more about that tomorrow night, but yeah, it's just all clicking right now for the Saints.
And Jim O'Connell's defense, what can you say? They're good every year. Stout.
Yeah, they just reload and talk about the nasty. They bring it all the time. So it's going to be fun to see Wahlert Eagles come down, because Wahlert, although they don't have the glossy record this year, they're going to put a product out there that's going to be competitive.
Yeah, these are two old foes going at it. Mississippi Valley Conference teams, they've met each other before many times, and we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Well, it's always fun just to get out to Saints Field because they have such a wonderful community there, and we get to see the natural grass again for the first time.
Yes, we do. And the crown tomorrow night as well. So that will be at 7 o'clock. Now remember, that will be on 107.5 FM. The North Gym coming up tomorrow. We'll join up after the Cub Cardinal game on 1600 AM, but that will be on 107.5 FM. Make that adjustment in your schedule tomorrow night, as it'll be Xavier hosting Dubuque Wahlert. So Wash gets the victory. They get in the playoffs. Both these teams dinged up. Hopefully Nunemaker can come back for Prairie. They're going to get Rima back here in the next couple of games, and they will need him for the stretch run.
And good luck to the Prairie Hawks, because they're doing a lot of good things right now, and if they can just get healthy, secure a playoff spot, you know, when you get to the playoffs, anything can happen.
Yep. But Washington gets the win here tonight. Warriors 39 and the Prairie Hawks 14. That's going to put a wrap on things. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio for all his help. Thanks to everybody for tuning in to the broadcast. Big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters as well. For Alex Kuhn, for John Hagerty, Scott Unash, thanks so long. Hope you enjoyed it. The final score of this Class 4A District 6 matchup from Kingston Stadium. The fifth-rated Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington over the Prairie Hawks tonight, 39-14. And so long from Kingston Stadium.
Sports radio on the historic main gym.